morning, and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Phone number 866-901-ADAM. I'm Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser over there, Dave Damashek in between us.
Word.
Quite a lovely sandwich we have going today. Well, you're going to want to call 866-901-ADAM if you're any fan of the show, because you have a chance to win $2,000. How you say? Well, here's how. Dave Damashek's mother knows more about this show than I do myself. I would say that's fairly safe. Although, I would say when you're sitting and listening rather than being in it, you have even a better opportunity, even though I've never really missed a second of my own program. Certainly, I'm checked out the lion's share of the time. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do, but then again, Tad's baby, Isaiah, probably knows more about the show than you do.
T, what's this one's name right here?
Sweet. Rhymes with Dave.
Dave, I'll go with Dave. Dave, I disagree. I don't think I've ever really said I disagree verbatim, and I don't like people that do. I've said like, well, yeah, I don't know though, you know,
because
a lot of people, I've never said I disagree. It's never come up. I just went, okay, yeah, that's one opinion. I feel like, or I've gone way over and said, are you effing high? What are you talking about?
No middle ground.
You must be retarded. Yeah, but I've never went, I disagree. I don't like those people.
And let me count the ways. Yeah.
So here's the deal. If you know something about this show, if you're an expert, if you're a ninja in Adam Carolla Show Trivia, call in and go up against the best. Because that's the way to find out if you're the best. They talk a lot about that, too. You want to find out if you're the best? Go against the best. That's the only way to know if you're the best. And the best, Mo Damashek.
Well, she proved it last week. She won a grand. She went up against some fella and who called in, and she destroyed him. And she benevolently said, no $1,000. I'll not take it. Roll it over, she says.
Rolled over into the pot, and that's why it's $2,000. Of course, this competition started when Mo Damashek went up against my own mother and smoked her, just gutted her right there on the 50-yard line. It was not pretty. Again, I liken it to the Larry Holmes-Randall Tex Cobb heavyweight fight from the early 80s. Just not pretty.
Yeah.
Anyone ringside, probably. That was probably the last fight they attended. It was gruesome.
Are you saying your mom's a bleeder?
Possibly expect me to answer that.
She is a bleeder. And basically what happened is she just opened up a cut over Wright Brown. It never stopped bleeding.
No one
could stop it. No cut, man. And I had to throw a towel in from the corner. I really did. We had to enact the slaughter rule.
How should I know?
Right. It was great. We'd say, like, what color is our intern Jerron, or maybe it was the other way around. We have a black intern. What is his name?
How would I know that?
Right. Which was an acceptable answer until, well, we'll just reenact it. I'll play the role. You play the role of your mother, Mo Damashek, Dave. Okay, Mom, first question. What is the name of our black intern?
How can you possibly expect me to answer that?
Jerron.
That was the tough part. The tough part is when you're going, there's no person on the planet that could possibly, and then somebody just chimes in and says the answer.
Well, it's interesting because Mo, I've spoken with her. Mm-hmm. You know, she is actually my mother. She's not. We haven't cast her.
I know. A lot of people just think she's a ringer.
She feels shame. She's conflicted.
I know.
She thinks it indicates that she has no life. I said, right. What do you mean? Your life is full. You get 4 hours of your one and only son each day.
Right.
Mommy.
And as an offshoot, you happen to be an expert on his life's work.
Right. Ironically, she just got a very mediocre 40 seconds of him. All right. Shotgun Tom Kelly in studio. Legendary.
How you doing, Adam? What's happening, man?
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
You better believe it, baby.
A dying breed. Old school.
That's
the reason
right, man.
I got into radio wasn't really because of you, Tom. I got to say that. But it was people of your ilk and generation that generally drove me toward the radio. No, it was shot. I grew up out here in Southern California. So,
yeah, I gather that, man.
Of course, I've been listening to Shotgun Tom for quite some time. Shotgun is going to do our trivia contest. You're going to be the voice.
Absolutely,
the genial host.
That's right.
Listen to that voice. That's spectacular.
I know. Now listen to us.
And now I'm so ashamed.
We don't deserve to share the same mic. As a matter of fact, Dave, just look down. Don't look Tom in the eye.
He's talking. I'm looking at the floor.
All right. So, without people calling up, think they're experts. I'm flattered. I'm just not sure if you can beat one Mo Damashek, but let's try.
Listen.
It's time to play some Adam Carolla Show trivia for $2,000.
This is tough.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. I was hoping that would carry us through to the 8 o'clock hour and I could really just sort of take the early minutes off of the show. Well, there you go. There's the intro. Geez, we have a lot of people that want to play. We need to check it out. We need to talk to them. Let me tell you who else is on the show. Big Tad. Unfortunately, Big Tad's name has been changed to Fat Tad. And a lot of the time, these things don't take, you know? Sometimes when they change Exposition Boulevard to Martin Luther, Martin Luther King Boulevard, it just doesn't take. If the second one is longer, but this one took.
It's Big Tad.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Big Tad.
It's not Fat Tad. It's Big Tad.
Sometime yesterday, it actually changed to Fat Tad. But we'll get the update on you and your parenthood. Bomb was dropped yesterday on the show. Big Tad.
Bombshell!
Otherwise known as Fat Tad. Well, here's the thing. I call him Big Tad like my mother calls African-American Negroes. Or I should say my grandmother. You know what I mean? They go, but that I'm grandfathered
in. You're from another time.
Another time when we called the guy Big Tad, Big Tad. You just met Big Tad, so you call him Fat Tad.
Right.
Now I'm going to kill you about that.
That was a mistake, Tad, and I can't help but feel partially responsible for the way this has turned out.
Point is, Big and or Fat Tad may have a five-year-old child that he did not know about and just found out about on Monday, right? Bombshell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we will explore that. Cece DeVille from Poison and Surreal Life. Perez Hilton, the Hollywood gossip queen, is calling in from Cannes. Also, Joe Ganascoli, Gay Vito from The Sopranos, making out. I actually had to avert my gaze. I had to hold my hand up over the screen when he made out with Johnny Flapjacks. So sad. All right, now we're going to pre-screen some folks, because we only want the best of the best, and I think this is how we'll do it. We'll talk to a few callers, see if the cream rises to the top in the Adam Carolla Show trivia competition. Hey, Brisket.
Yeah, out of this section, I think we just grab one person, the best of the best.
All right, and I'll make up a question to ask them then.
Well, Shotgun's got some questions.
Shotgun has them all.
Absolutely. Got them right here, Adam.
All right. Tony?
Yep.
Nice job, Shotgun. Make that sound again.
You better believe it, baby. And away we go.
I quit.
Listen, hold on.
He's way better.
That's right. Check out. Shotgun in.
Let's hear him sing about Cheech. Let's hear him sing a song about Cheech.
It's time for
Gun, Tom Kelly, and his number one sports. Yeah, he just ripped the box scores out of the USA Today and read them verbatim. And you had each one with that.
More than I do.
Right.
Or how about this? 4-9-7, 4-9-7, 4-9-7, there we go.
Right.
Yeah. Sold.
All right, you shame me more than enough.
This man is, what a talent. All right, so let's start off with Tony. Tony?
Yes, sir.
Here is your first trivia question.
All right, where is Teresa from?
Where is Teresa from? Let's see. Boy, that's a good one. I'm not sure.
I would say the Bay Area.
Yes.
That is the correct answer.
Wow! Woo! I still couldn't beat Mo Damashek. All right, Eugene?
I'm just impressed that you know that about me.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Oh?
Yeah. Eugene?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, here we go. Go ahead, Shotgun.
Where did Dave go to college? Where did Dave go to college?
I don't know.
Man, we got a bunch of chumps today.
Roll it over. Yeah, he's out.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll go to the next one. I'm a little disappointed, I must say.
I don't want to put a tomato can in with Mo.
You're right. That's right.
Exactly.
Be ugly.
That person could get
yeah, she
badly
doesn't.
Injured.
She doesn't need another tune-up fight.
Nah. Right.
Toby?
Yes, sir. You better believe it, baby.
All right.
Hey, good.
We have a winner. Why don't you guys do a little dueling DJ, Chuck
yeah.
and Tom Kelly? Go ahead, Toby. Give us your best shot.
Tom Kelly.
Hey, I'm doing fine, man.
All right.
Go
ahead.
All right. The same question. Where did Dave go to college?
That would be Wharton School of Business.
That is an incorrect answer.
You should get points for the comedy there.
You should get points for the comedy, but unfortunately you don't. I never did. Michael?
I don't know how to add.
Yo.
All right, same question.
Where did Dave go to college, Michael?
He didn't.
All right, I am...
I didn't actually attend class very often.
People should know, but maybe we should move on to a more show-centric question. Maybe the
intermediate level, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering if we should find a question, Brisket, that has to do more specifically with what goes on the show or even myself.
How about number 11 there, Shotgun?
Oh, you like number 11. Okay, that is a very good one, I must say. Okay,
Anna?
Are you ready? Here we go.
Hi.
Yes.
Now, who is this?
This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you? Are you ready for your question?
Yes, sir.
All right, here it is. Who will Jimmy Kimmel be facing in the upcoming 80s Music Challenge?
That is Lex Luthor from Smallville.
That is correct.
Michael Rosenbaum.
We'll accept that as an answer. Wow. You want to give her another one, or are we feeling like she's made the first cut?
No, she's got to prove herself.
Trust it. All right, come over here and give us oral. Is that what you're talking about?
It's your oral exam.
How about number 23?
Here we go, Anna.
All right, you want the next one, or what? Oh, we're actually numbered.
23.
Okay, 23. Here we go. All right. Deaf frat guy has compared the looks of Pookie to what pro athlete?
Poochie.
Poochie, I'm sorry.
Poochie is baseball player. Gosh, I don't know baseball, but he's from the Yankees. Derek Jeter.
Yes!
Hey, there we go.
Well done.
All right, Anna.
A non-sports fan. That's pretty good.
I think she's made it to the second round.
Let's move her on.
All right, we'll move her on. You want to try one more? Let's go with Noah. Noah?
Yeah.
You ready to play some trivia?
Oh, yeah.
$2,000 on the line, everybody. Not a lot of money to Mo Damashek, who's married to a very successful doctor. How do you know he's a doctor? He forces every maitre d' in Arizona to call him Dr. Damashek. Well, I only know it because you told me. Uh-oh, on the jerk report. You can actually hear his voice when they're going, table's ready, reservation, Damashek. You actually hear him grabbing the thing. It's Dr. Damashek. Very humiliating when they go to brunch.
Let's move on.
All right.
32.
Go ahead, Noah.
No, we got one.
We got one
right here for you.
All right.
All right. You want the question, Adam?
Sure.
All right, here we go. What common sleep-related condition has emerged in Lynette because of her pregnancy?
Snoring.
Solid.
Absolutely.
That doesn't do it justice, by the way, Brian.
It's worse than that.
All right, put three zeros behind that. We have a winner. All right, give him another one, Shotgun.
All right, Adam, here we go. Who won the Nerd Off? Who won the Nerd Off?
I had a Yeah. We had a nerd competition a couple months back.
Can I give a clue?
Yes,
maybe?
Go ahead.
It was not someone on the staff. It was one of our guests.
Mm-hmm.
It was a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
That was Ed Oswalt.
Yes,
absolutely.
All right, took a little goosing, but still a tough question, and you got it. Is he on the bubble, or should we try one more?
One more, and we'll move him on.
All right, Noah, here we go. One more question.
All right, Adam, here we are. Here it is. What hotel does the Ed from Vegas live across from? What hotel does the Ed from Vegas live across from?
Casino/hotel.
Yes.
if that helps.
Is it the MGM?
Mm.
Oh, come on, give me one more. I got that girl before me only had to answer two, right?
Look, let me explain something. Let me explain something, Noah. It's true, but you sort of got half credit for your last one, so we gave you a bonus one. But let me say this, Noah. Like an old fatherly trainer, I'm looking out for my fighter, my young ward.
He's not ready.
You're Marvis Frazier, who is going to go in with Holmes. You're going to get torn up. You're promising. Yeah, you got some potential. I don't want to see you get hurt. I've seen too many guys go into competitions, trivia competitions with Mo Damashek, 14-1, 17-2, feeling cocky, feeling like they could do no wrong, just to be taken to school. I mean, a clinic put on by the master, Mo Damashek.
Go out and go drink some raw eggs and then run up the stairs of the Philadelphia City Hall and then call us back.
Then vomit and come back.
Yeah, we got to take a break anyway. So, Noah, just call back at 7:45. We'll do another round at 7:45.
Oh, are you giving him entry into the next round?
No, I'm saying he has a chance to get back into the competition at 7:45. He has no entry.
Okay, we'll take ourselves a break. We'll keep on keeping on. I think we're still looking for people here. Also, Joe Gennascoli, Gay Vito. Much to talk to Gay Vito about.
Being a bottom, for one.
Well, is that... Do we know that for sure?
He rolled over, clearly.
And then they cut immediately to the toy train going into the tunnel. So
yes.
But he was the tunnel.
Yes, he was the tunnel, not the train.
He was not the train. Okay. Be funny if you're a bottom named Lionel, though, right?
Ironic,
yeah.
Like rain on your wedding day.
I said you got to make sure, just a heads up to those who like to go out cruising, the weekend's coming up. I've been known to enjoy a smart cocktail with Shotgun Tom Kelly after we get off the radio. Turns out we're both bottoms. We had no idea. It was funny.
What happened?
I mean, for a while, nothing. That's the problem when you're both bottoms. He's like, check it, buddy. Didn't you see the brown bandana hanging out of my right pocket? I was like, I guess I didn't notice. Very embarrassing.
This one's a delight. I love this shotgun.
Shotgun, you're in.
I like to have a good time, man.
Well, you're doing a fine job of pretending to have one on this show.
All right, Adam.
All right, we'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back with Joe Gennascoli.
You keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Harlan Williams, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show with your ears. But for a little change, use your eyes.
We'll be right back with more on The Adam Carolla Show.
Maybe he was a homo. Felt there was no one he could talk to about it.
Cornhole and suckers.
Phil said it'll be all right.
Phil, trust him least of all.
He said... can die.
I'm working on that.
Keep the testes elevated.
What are you, some kind of fag?
Listen, Closet Queen, you can't handle it. Don't send out the signals.
Not anymore. Believe me.
Yeah. Joe Gennascoli, Gay Vito from The Sopranos on the phone. Joe?
Adam, what are you doing, buddy?
Just thinking about you, Joe.
Yeah, it's always the case, huh?
How
about you, buddy?
Yeah. Well, I was telling everyone here there's a problem because we're both bottoms. So we couldn't really...
we'll work it out.
All right. If you think that could work. I don't know if that's too big a hill for both of us to climb or not. One of us is going to have to change. It's not going to be me, my brother.
Something's got to give, my friend.
All right. Well,
someone.
We'll flip for it. Joseph Gennascoli, obviously Gay Vito from The Sopranos, which has never been better, or at least never been more interesting, going a million different directions. Never before have I gone into a Sopranos episode where I have no idea what's going to go on. In seasons past, it'd be like, okay, this guy's going to get whacked this episode, and then they're going to finish off this. I have really no idea what to expect each and every episode.
Man, you're not too bright, are you, Adam?
No, that's why I'm a bottom.
Go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Listen, well, first of all, this is a big episode, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we filmed four different endings. I think Chase wanted to keep it even from, you know, the crew, the cast.
Really?
Me. Only really him and the editor know which one they're going to use. Whichever one they do use, I'm happy with. I mean, you know, looking back now on the whole year, and it's coming, you know, to pretty pretty much, I think it's going to be coming to an end this Sunday. You know, I just had the...
It. Aren't there a couple more episodes to go?
Well, two more, but two I more. Think... The 11 usually the big one, and then 12, mm-hmm. they just sew up loose ends.
Johnny Cakes was coming to an end last week. Your end.
Looking back on the year, I mean, I just had the greatest year on the greatest show, sure. so I have no complaints. And, you know, it could have been worse. I could have been wearing a choo-choo hat all year.
I got to say, though, when you and Johnny Cakes went to make out, I had to physically hold my hand in front of the television set. Not that you both aren't terrific actors and very attractive men. I just I just almost couldn't tolerate it. My wife yelled, "Grow up!" at
one
me when
on
I did
the
it.
TV and one hand on what, Adam?
Well, let's just okay. let me just say this: if I had my tumescence monitor hooked up, it would have been off the charts. Yes,
your gauge of whether or not you're gay.
I was aroused. Very tumescent,
Joseph. Now, really? is that stuff for you doing the make-out scenes? Is that weird, or is it like, no big deal, I'm an actor?
Well, you know, first of all, it was like kissing Goose Gossage. Remember Goose?
Sure. Sure.
Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
you know, I didn't really think about it. I got a little hairy, so to speak, because mm-hmm. you know, I had that mustache, and I was like, you got to brush it aside, man. It's like, you know. Because we did it, and I was like, you know, I had teeth clenched and, like, you know, my lips out, and they were like, listen, you got to make it a little more erotic. I was like,
well, there's some Italian women that have the mustache.
Yes.
They say if you clench, it hurts more anyway.
Is the actor who plays Johnny Cakes, is he straight?
Yeah, straight. I think he's very straight. And, he's one of, like, the first actors I met in this business when I wasn't even really acting. I had a restaurant, my friend who got me into acting, brought him in, and he's been in Billy Bathgate. I was going to say Andy Bathgate, remember the old Ranger?
Sure.
Billy Bathgate and what else? Black Rain and so on. So it made it a little easier knowing the actor.
Right. Yeah, because now if he was gay... Not that you're homophobic, but if he was gay, it would have been a little bit weird, right?
Well, I think he might have been trying to go for the tongue, and then I would have had to crack him.
This is not at all what you intended when you pitched to the producers. Hey, how about if Vito turns out to be gay? It did not mean that you were supposed to be the bottom, right?
Yeah, exactly. I sort of got sucked into it.
Yeah, that's why...
So to speak.
For me, it's right at the top of my rider. I need a deli platter in my green room. I need only the brown M&Ms, and I can't be a bottom when I do depictions of gay sex. Well, Joseph, it was your idea, though,
idea.
Dave brought up. Also, let me give you a plug, A Meal to Die For, which is it's a novel, but it has actual recipes in it. So it's sort of a cookbook novel, which I find novel and interesting. I don't know if it's ever been done before.
Well, it hasn't. It's about 25 recipes. It's a 10-course dinner that the chef gambler prepares for these guys. And each course leads into the chapter. And it's pretty unique. And my agent and I was talking to Hollywood about turning into a movie, which is pretty exciting.
Wow.
I was getting back to last week's episode when you rear-ended, pardon the pun, that, although it must be a nice
sweet
change
justice.
Of pace for you, yeah. Finally, you're on the business end of the bumper. When you rear-ended, that guy was out just getting his mail and got your Cadillac stuck underneath his Bronco. Now everything sounds gay. You know, that part, obviously you were nervous, you were distraught, and he said, look, just take $500, there's more damage done to my car than to yours, and he said, nah, I think we better call the insurance company, and you said, well, take $600, let's just pretend this never happened, and he said, nah, I'm gonna go in and call the insurance company, and you put a slug in the back of his head. I just looked at my wife and said, yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah, I agree.
I totally agreed with you. I want you to know my moral compass is so far off that you just shooting a tax-paying, law-abiding stranger who was trying to do nothing but what the law required of him after an accident that wasn't his fault. When you capped him, I thought, that's right. You see what happens? Take the $600 and run.
Yeah, I tried to reason with the guy. I did everything possible, but you know what I mean? The only thing I need to do was a cop show up with, you know, the Smirnoffs, it wasn't even Smirnoffs, it was Smirkoffs or something.
Right.
And now, in an accident, then, you know.
This week, now, last week's episode ended with you pulling back into the old neighborhood.
Yeah.
So obviously, that's where we're going to pick up this Sunday, right?
I'm back in the neighborhood. I missed the action. You know, I was trying to get the guys to play a little cards, dots, something.
Here's my big prediction. Here's my prediction. Phil Leotardo has bloodlust. He wants to take you out.
Yeah, well.
You two hook up and make sweet love. No, here's what happens. He comes to get you, and you kill him. Gay Vito, here's my prediction. It's on record. Gay Vito is going to kill Leotardo when he comes to get him, and we're all going to be shocked.
You're saying the bottom is going to get filled.
Yes.
something like that. You know what I'm saying.
It wouldn't be a bad way to do it.
You shot that. One of the four things you shot was that one, right?
Got to be one of the four. We were talking last week about how there's a certain fetish in the gay community for a bigger man, mm-hmm. and our board op actually thinks that Joseph is very attractive.
Yes, we have a gay board op, Bill.
Yeah, I was going to ask him a cooking question.
Well, actually, wait, that's called, they go bear hunting. I'm like a bear.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? You're a teddy bear. You're not a Kodiak, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys, they're you know, a little heavier set, but they're covered with hair and they're kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're cute. You're a teddy bear.
He's cuddly.
I'm like the Ernie Banks of bears.
He's a Vermont teddy bear.
He really is.
Yeah, all right, easy
his head
now,
is
Bill.
Shiny. Well, I wanted to ask him a cooking question.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, well, if I made you a salad, would you toss it for me?
Oh, please.
Hey, you know what?
Pot yourself down, Bill.
I go home and get your fucking shine box.
Please.
I was asked to be, I don't know if it was Graham Marshall, but I was invited to Gay Pride Week in L.A. next June 10th, 9th,
yeah.
10th, 11th.
Well,
like
here's
that.
The thing about Los Angeles. Every other week is Gay Pride Week, so you just come out on an even weekend, and it's Gay Pride Week.
Are you coming out?
No, I got prior commitments.
Are you coming out?
That had a double meaning. I
right.
Oh, nice.
All right, so, but let me ask you this, Joe. You shoot four different endings, so the crew doesn't know. Do you think that maybe even the man himself doesn't know? Maybe he wants to look at all four, see how they cut together, and then decide.
You're going to show all four, you mean?
No, not show all four, but if you created this show and you decided to shoot four different endings.
Oh, yeah, he probably looked at all four, sat down with the producer, editor, and then really decided which way to go.
Right, so in a way, it's not like, well, we're going to shoot one and then we're going to shoot three decoys. We're going to shoot four separate endings, and we'll decide when we've edited them which one comes together the best.
All right, that's what I think he did.
All right, and...
Yeah, that's it.
All right, can you give us any kind of clue about what's going to happen this Sunday?
Well, one way or another, it's going to end.
Ooh.
It's going to end,
it's
meaning
gonna end.
Your life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, you never really end it on the show.
Ooh.
You know? But,
ooh.
You know, there's always, they don't think Adrian is dead.
Uh-huh.
And although, you know, I find it hard to believe it.
The conflict, your mm-hmm. conflict with Leotardo ends is what you mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one way, that's right. It's going to come to a head.
Mm-hmm. Everything's
it's
good.
It's hard to avoid.
All right, Joseph Ganascoli, everybody.
You know, I'd like to give you a heads up, but I don't want to blow my career.
It's all, has more than a double, I'd say triple entendre. Sopranos, Gay Vito, of course, HBO this Sunday. 6 o'clock, also A Meal to Die For, which is the name of his novel, which actually has cooking recipes in it, because Joseph was an actual cook before he became an actor. So check that out. We'll take a quick break. We'll be, Billy. They have a little update on Billy, our 17-year-old computer webmaster. He has a date, prom, tomorrow night, yes? Talk to
This is true.
Wonderful Billy after this.
The Adam Carolla Show, where everyone's entitled to Adam's opinion.
I absolutely refuse to attend one of these sexual harassment meetings. The next time your company asks you to do this, say no. I'm not going to do it. I have work to do. And then go into the bathroom and masturbate. That's what I do.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Billy's 17. He's our webmaster here. Shockingly, he doesn't have a prom date.
Yeah.
We brought in three ladies. Shannon.
Vocally resembles Chewbacca quite a bit.
Yeah.
Shannon, I'm going to have to say goodbye.
Back to the Millennium Falcon with you.
One question for Nicole real quick. Okay. How many boyfriends have you had?
I've had two boyfriends.
And you done it with them both?
Yes.
Nicole, would you like to go to prom with me?
Of course I would.
Play your cards right, my son, and you will complete the hat trick this weekend with Nicole. Speaking of hockey, Nicole Hopkins is the is your prom date. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Billy Webmaster. He's our webmaster. We were smitten with Billy. Really, I was going to say right when we met him, but 10 minutes before we met him, I felt a warm sensation come over my body. Then I realized Big Tad was urinating on my leg, and then I met Billy.
In the bathroom, though. That's
yeah. Billy, you're a fan of mine?
I'm your biggest fan.
Really?
Yeah.
You've always been, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Love line days.
Since he first came, really, as we discussed the last time, it's an interesting thing that since he came into consciousness, he's been away. Adam Carolla's been a star.
Yeah, Billy's only 17. Yeah, you don't really start thinking about stuff until 6, 7, 8 years of age. I can't remember the TV shows. I mean, I sort of remember Hobo Kelly and Sheriff John, but I don't exactly remember what they look like because I was 4 and 5. But somewhere 7 or 8, you start watching TV, and you saw me many years ago. When did you first see me?
It was the millennium, the beginning of the millennium, and,
one more try.
That's good enough. Yes.
And I seen you in the man show, and I fell in love. Yeah.
Perhaps I should go with you as your date to the prom this Saturday. Yes, the penis corsage. I will bring it back.
Great.
You got to keep the blood flowing, honey, or it'll fall off. Okay. Now, Nicole has agreed to go with you to the prom, which is this Saturday.
And she's smoking hot.
You're a senior over at... say smoking hot again. I like the way that sounds.
Smoking hot.
Yeah. You're a senior over at Rio Hondo.
Buena Vista.
Yeah. She is a senior or junior?
She's a senior.
She's a senior over at Santana.
Yeah.
High school. As I've said, how are we going to stop illegal immigration when every high school, every freeway, every town, and every street has a Mexican name?
Yes.
You will just, how do you get to from Buena Vista High School to Santana High School? Hop on Sepulveda. All right, where were we? I'm going to punch her up. Nicole?
Hello, how are you?
What's happening, sweetness?
Not too much.
You excited about the prom?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Now, how does it work? First off, what time do you pick her up, Billy?
The limo is going to be at my house at 6:30. Prom starts at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we're just going to go from there. The prom starts at 7, it ends at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the party, then the prom in your pants begins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Admittance free. Bring your friends.
Is there an after party?
It's in Billy's underpants. Yes. What about it, Bill?
We don't really have anything planned, but, you know, whatever the night brings.
So, do you have a limousine? Do you have somebody to cart you off to the prom?
No, I don't.
So, you know,
he doesn't have a license.
I thought the limo was picking you up at 6:30.
That's what Angie told me.
Oh, really?
Angie.
We don't have a limo.
We don't have a limo. If we had a limo, it would pick you up at 6:30.
Do we need a limo?
We need a limo.
Yeah, we definitely need one.
Our limo service was all booked up because it's prom season. We talked about this. We need a limo. You're set with your tux. Roger Stewart clothes took care of you. Thank you, Roger Stewart clothes.
Great.
So you have your tux, but we need a limo.
What'd you go with? Do you go with traditional black or do something a little different?
Yeah, I did black.
Good call.
Yeah, and nothing ridiculous with the cummerbund and the tie or anything?
Nothing too out there.
Okay, because to me, the mistake you don't want to make is going with the ridiculous tie cummerbund combination.
You regret that later.
And the other one you don't want to do is that cool guy, but you pay the price later when you look at the pictures. High top Converse tennis shoes, and that's always one J.O. in the school that has to come with the tux t-shirt.
He's a wild man.
He's wearing the tux top, but he's wearing jeans. You know, that thing, it's a horrible look.
Same guy who wears number 69 in the murals games.
That is funny, though. Nicole?
Yes.
What do you have picked out for a dress?
I have a pink gown. It's a strapless gown.
Mm-hmm. Easy answer.
Floor length?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Is it floor length or T-length?
Yeah, it's floor length.
Mm-hmm. Floor length, strapless gown.
Uh-huh.
What kind of shoes are we talking about?
What kind of what?
Shoes.
Oh, shoes. I'm probably going to be wearing either black or white, like high heels.
Mm-hmm. I would prefer a metallic with a pink dress. But
metallic, you think?
Yeah, silver or gold would be better.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, we're gonna try to find that.
Wow,
nice.
That's good.
Well, thank you.
And so you go with that. Now, again, Billy, you guys have not dated. You've not gone out. This will be your first date, right?
Yes, that'll be great.
And again, I'm not trying to pimp you out or anything, but you're not just doing this as a radio stunt. There's some legitimate interest in Billy?
Yes, no, I spoke with Billy yesterday, and we were just, like, talking, you know, and, I mean, I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope, Billy, you learned a lesson from Fat Tad out there. One night is more than enough to get yourself into a lifetime of drugs.
That begs the obvious question about alcohol. First of all, Nicole is a gorgeous and a very sweet girl, but I know there's drinking that goes on at the prom.
Mm. Yes.
That's what you want, Billy.
And that's what you want.
Yeah. Now, they're both well underage.
No, you know what? Mm. You brought up a good point. We both are underage, and... Mm-hmm.
Roofies.
I respect Nicole a lot, and it's going to be as safe as possible.
Okay.
Very sweet. Smart.
I told you not to be sweet. That's not what they like.
No, it is what we like.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what you do. Right at the top, I agree with Damashek. You meet her at the door. I don't care if her family's all standing around her. You do that thing where you drag, like the evil scientist, you drag your hand down her cheek, and you say, so beautiful, so lovely. It's such a shame. And then you backhand her. And Nicole, when he backhands you, you make sure your hair flings in front of your face and keep your head head at 90 degrees. Just keep holding it while he talks about it's such a shame what's going to happen at the prom.
Speaking of evil.
That'd be a great power move, Billy.
Speaking of evil, the word on the street is that you're terrified of the evil brisket, that you two go back and forth and argue a great deal, and you're petrified of them. And by the way, before you answer, Brusco, you should know that Billy wrote on the message board that he thinks that you need to have more sex.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
Oh, Dave! Hey, too, Brute.
I had this conversation with him. What did I tell you?
No, I said,
don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Billy was nervous this morning because Nicole was supposed to be in studio, and her ride didn't show up, and he was very, very nervous to tell Brusca, so I did it for him.
The good news is you're fired.
And I said it was fine. You make me out to be a tyrant.
No, Brusca, to his credit, actually put his outstretched his arms to give Billy a hug.
Mm, really?
Yeah.
Wow, I can't picture that. Maybe he mistook you for another lesbian.
It might be a mask, you know?
Yeah. Nicole?
Yes.
All right. You don't have your own transportation?
No, I do not.
Do you have a license?
No, I do not. I'm getting that in probably a month.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're 17. You've been legally able to drive for over a year now.
Yes.
What's the holdup?
The holdup was I pretty much wasn't too focused on getting it when I was living with my mom. I really didn't care too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really go many places. I didn't find it as a priority, but now it's harder than hell to get around.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's a limo driver out there within the sound of our voice.
And we always have a utopia of a metro system, you know.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys ride the blue line.
You know, I take four buses to get here, 2-hour commute here and back.
Wow.
So it's 4 hours each day.
Me too.
It's just when you're trying to cop a feel on the way home from the prom and you're sitting next to a hobo on the back of a bus, it just doesn't go over great.
Just be a gentleman and pay her fare.
Yes.
All right, if you're a limo driver, please call in. Give poor Billy a ride. He needs a fighting chance here.
Yeah, we'll put you on. We'll give you a plug, but he needs a ride to the prom. All right, Nicole.
All right.
Enjoy. Now, see, Billy, you get a boutonniere for yourself, and you have to get a corsage for Nicole, right?
Yeah.
You have that worked out?
I don't yet, but right after the station, or right after the
show.
Yeah, the show. Right.
Right. Look at him.
Being in Adam's presence, I just get nervous when I talk.
Yeah, cloud nine.
I do too. I know what that's like.
All right, Nicole, enjoy tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait. And then Monday, they'll come back in and they'll tell us how it went.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I remember. Did you go to your prom, Teresa? You go to prom?
Well, my junior year, I didn't get asked to the prom, and I concocted a story because I was a ballet dancer, so I made up a fake story that I had rehearsal that night, and therefore I couldn't go, but the truth was nobody asked me. And then my senior year...
So you had a junior prom.
Which I did not attend.
Right.
And then
right.
my senior year, my inappropriately old boyfriend took me to the prom. He was 26.
How old? 26 at the prom.
It's a long story.
Ugh.
Wow.
Should be ashamed of himself.
He was one of the Allman Brothers, so. He did have some notoriety.
How did yours go?
20? Do you say?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was older than a couple of my teachers, which was very awkward.
Wow.
Nice.
And, yes, I went to the prom. We didn't have a junior and a senior prom. There was just a prom, and it was pretty much the seniors that went every once in a while. A junior, freshman, or whoever would slip through the cracks. I went with a girl who did not go to our school.
Right.
Because
always a good idea.
I'd ruined my chances with the 4,000 people that I went to North Hollywood High with. I mowed through them my 10th grade year. The word was out on Corolla, so I went to a girl. I went to one, Jenny, from an all-girls school. Very hot, out of my league, successful, smart, great family. We went on a date or two, went to the prom, not much happened. She went off to Santa Barbara College or UC Santa Barbara and then died tragically when she was like 21 or 22.
Broken heart.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah. She was, now picture this, she was a beautiful, lovely, sweet girl. Sweet, and it was one thing, like, she was very, there are women that are attractive, and then the ones that are attractive and cute and sweet, sort of, at the same time. They have that, they don't look like strippers. She has all just sort of rosy cheeks and alabaster skin and had that little sort of squeaky voice. Went off to Santa Barbara, I think got her degree, or at least was a senior, was exercising, had some sort of heart palpitation or something, went to the doctor. The doctor said, look, Stay off the aerobics floor for a little while. She got back on the aerobics floor a month later and just died.
Wow.
Bow, like Len Bias or something.
Right, enlarged heart or something.
Just dropped right there. And great family, great neighborhood, great house, great sister, great looking, great everything. Pow. Gone. Meanwhile, gangbangers take 12 slugs out in the street.
Fine.
They get patched up. They do a little time in juvie and they're right back on the street again. It's a wonderful life, isn't it, everybody? Well, anyway, God had a plan for her. He must have needed her. Maybe God was going to the prom.
Exactly. She's in the prom up in heaven now.
Right. All right. All right, Billy.
Yeah.
Hop on that computer and start making and being, would you?
I will.
Elbows and a-holes is what I like to say. What do we got coming up on the news, T?
Well, Tom Hanks talking some trash about his director, Ron Howard. Ooh. We have that. And if urinals could talk, what would they say?
I want a wheel that produces electricity. That's what mine would say.
Close.
And also, we need callers because we have 3 pairs of tickets to give away for the Western Conference. I still call it Campbell Conference Finals.
Sure, old school.
Mighty Ducks down in the OC hosting those evil Edmonton Oilers who broke my heart, ruined my dream of Chichu versus Tamu. Tamu carries on tonight on Sunday night, 6 p.m., Arrowhead Pond. Tickets sold out. We're going to play a game, NBA Tech Stock, NBA Player. Or tech stock. Special edition, though, NHL player tech
stock.
So call in
if
you wish to
game.
Win.
And this in, by the way, Jose Canseco's calling in next break as well.
Great.
All right. Well, you can play NHL player or tech stock. And talk to Jose Canseco.
Maybe he wants to go.
All that with new sports guy Shotgun Tom Kelly after this.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Peter Griffin, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. He's about as good as it gets. Almost as good as hot Asian chicks.
This is what a year and a half of junior college sounds like. The Adam Carolla Show.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Chichu and Tamu.
Will I know your names?
The dream may have died
if they're not Chichu or Tamu.
But now
you can relive all the great party memories with Chichu and Temu, the golden years.
Chichu, choo, choo, Temu, moo, moo, is all I want to say to you.
You say choo.
You get all the great hits.
I say choo.
You say tay.
And I say moo.
Chichu or Temu?
Chichu, Temu.
Chichu, Temu.
And even Chichu, Temu.
Chichu,
Temu. Chichu and Temu. You'll be the hit of the party.
Chichu. This is great music.
Thanks, wanna dance? Act now and we'll throw in the never-before-released Chichu duet with Fish Tank.
Chichu. Chichu. Jonathan, Chichu.
Chichu and Temu, the golden years. Get it now on Hobo Power Records.
Chichu.
Yeah. Oh, man, I hope Jose Canseco was listening to that, because I bet he was laughing his ass off.
Well, I'm just glad that something good could come out of my pain.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Again, we're playing NHL Star or Tech Stock. We usually play NBA or Tech Stock, but we're going NHL name. Special, because we have Ducks tickets to give away. Correct. So if you want to play along, call in. But first, it is time for Teresa Strasser and the news.
Yesterday, the Senate agreed to make English our national language and moments later adopted a milder alternative, calling English the country's, quote, unifying language. Which amendment ends up in the final version of a new immigration plan depends on the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, Democratic Senate Leader Harry Reid of Nevada called the measure racist because he says it's directed at Spanish speakers.
Yeah, I'm sure it went over like this anyway. All in favor of making English the national language of this country, say si, gracias, de nada. All right, let's all get a burrito.
Well,
yeah, it's racist.
I know how big you are in public.
God forbid we have English as our national language in this country. You're right. That is no different than flying F-16s over the border and just strafing Tijuana, having English as our national language. It is racist. You're right. You know, I like to think I'm more Republican than I am Democrat, and I have strong feelings about issues involving immigration in this country, but I agree with the good senator. This is racist. This is an attack.
Isn't it weird that English isn't already our official language? You would think it was.
The idea that 220 years after we founded this country, we have to have a debate about what language to use is probably not a sign we're heading in a great direction.
Well,
I'm not sure if the founding fathers would be excited about this one.
Opponents say that the measure could derail efforts to promote public health and safety in foreign languages, and I know you're big on PSAs.
Yeah, we gotta look. Let me say this to all the left-wing pusses out there that like to drop the race card. You've now officially effed it out, and doesn't mean anything anymore.
Played it one too many times.
You played the race card so many times, it's now officially effed out. You call everybody racist. If anyone has an opinion about anybody that doesn't have blue eyes, it's racist. Well, good job. It's effed out. No one's listening anymore.
This year marks the 25th anniversary of the HIV/AIDS pandemic. The CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, is calling for a radical change in testing protocol, asking for everyone between the ages of 13 and 64 who visits a doctor to get an HIV test.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal. Few thoughts. First off, it used to be called GRIDS, gay-related intestinal disease. GRIDS.
Yeah, it was thought to be like gay cancer.
Yeah, and then that's where it was for a number of years, and then at a certain point, they changed it to AIDS, which has got to be rough if you're the AIDS diet chocolate company.
I remember that.
Or the AIDS ambulance company, because that had to be a tough Monday morning. Bad news, fellas. Yeah, the vans? Yeah. We have a fleet, boss. Over 500 vans. They're going to need a paint job.
Yeah, stationary overhaul.
Stationary overhaul. Ed, the cards. I just got these cards. Yes, you're still district sales manager for AIDS the Chocolate. We're going to have to go ahead and change those cards, though. There should be a lawsuit if you're the company that makes a product that is called AIDS, especially when you eat it, and especially when it's a supplement or a dietary thing, and the government just goes ahead and changes the name of it to AIDS. But let me just say this. A lot of you pusses out there, singing the praises of the holistic set, holistic healing. Have the, let's drink some tea, let's boil some root. It's all about finding your inner soul. Right. All the people that had AIDS, that had were HIV positive, that went to the old herbalist, that got back to the soul, that had a coffee enema, you guys are all dead. You guys are all on the ground. I don't even know why I'm talking to you guys. I'll tell you the people that are alive. The people that are alive, they're the ones who took the chemicals that the man made.
The cocktail.
You know the evil drug companies? Yeah. Pfizer, Upjohn. The guys that are raping the land and screwing the indigenous people. The guy that are bilking the seniors. They saved your ass. They saved you. That's right. The evil drug companies are the reason you can live with AIDS now. Yeah. Used to be a death sentence. You got AIDS, you're dead. You're in the ground 6 months after you did it. Now, who saved you? Not the health food guys, not the herbalists, not the guys grinding up the roots, not the holistic guys, not the yoga guys, not all the guys that are protesting, ironically, against the big drug companies. The drug company saved you. That's right. The man. The man that you guys hate so much is the reason you're walking around out here. Just do me a favor. Kiss the man's ass just once. Kiss his ass. Oh, they make huge profits. Yeah, yeah. That's their incentive. That's why they go out and create these drugs. Get rid of the profit margin. They stop creating it. You then die of AIDS. Yeah. That's how it works. Just kiss the man's ass just once, you pussies. They saved your ass.
I'm also a fan of pharmaceuticals.
Thank you. That's right. None of these things. All that holistic, that is crap. Doesn't save anybody. And it's all great when you're suffering from the mysterious disease, when you have your chronic fatigue syndrome, your Epstein-Barr virus, your chakras are out of line. Sure, drink a tea made of nothing. That'll cure it because you don't really have a disease. When you actually get a disease, when you're actually infected with HIV or AIDS, then you need drugs. The drugs the man creates. Thank you.
Thank you. In entertainment news.
Pussies. I'm just tired. Imagine it railing again. You now, I was watching a story on CNN this morning. Woman's had AIDS for 15 years. She's been HIV positive. She's now giving birth to her first child and is married. Had it for 15. Takes drugs 3 times a day. Not herb of this and root of that. Not eye of newt or wing of bat. No teas, everybody. Drugs. They take drugs that the pharmaceutical company created. Thank you.
In entertainment news, Da Vinci Code
star. The more you know. I'm just tired of all the pussies protesting.
Da Vinci Code star Tom Hanks dissed his director Ron Howard on the David Letterman show this week.
And every movie comes up and gives me professional direction that is so obvious that honestly, why? I'm a professional. You don't think I haven't figured this out? On Splash, we were underwater, you know, and he'd come up and say, remember, swim, you know. And this one, he says, okay, you'll come around the corner and then you'll see the Mona Lisa. And it's the Mona Lisa. Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Da Vinci Code opening this weekend.
Yeah. You know, they always do that thing where they go, he dissed him or he attacked him, and then you do it, and it's a light jab, a playful jab. How about she calls him a bald F and says he has zero talent and he was kissed into this business? That'd be nice. I mean, like, a real jab. When I see those entertainment shows, I think, oh, catfight broke out between Paris Hilton and her. There's nothing. It's never anything. I want to see a chair flying.
New York's Traffic Safety Board has come up with a new way to stop drinking and driving this Memorial Day weekend. According to ABC News, they're placing talking urinal cakes in 100 Long Island bars.
Wow.
The cakes, called Whizmarks, are motion-activated, and they say, think you've had too many? Maybe it's time to call a cab or call a sober friend for a ride home.
Best BJ I ever got, by the way, was from one of those urinal cakes.
What?
Yeah, I just yelled. I was drunk, but I was like, talk is cheap, baby. Let's go.
That's who Gay Vito was with, right? Urinal cakes.
Yeah, he's a top.
I guess they aren't worried about female drunk drivers because we don't have the urinal cakes.
Yeah, you guys don't do the boozing and cruising that we do.
That's right. New talent contest produced by Simon Cowell and hosted by Regis Philbin will debut next month on NBC. Now, you've had some concern about the judges on Idol.
Mm.
So I'm going to present to you the judges that are going to be on this new show.
Mm.
Some British media guy you've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy from Moesha. and David Hasselhoff.
I was hoping they were going to replace Randy and his dog pound with Dave Damashek and his fish tank. How say you, fish tank? Oh, yeah. Sounds like some people would like that.
I don't know. Do you? Those are pretty big Bruno Mollies to fill. Do you think just anyone could go, I don't know. I wasn't feeling it.
Yo, or, fish, I wasn't feeling it.
Or the next time, it was I.
It's just I. Well, they're going to have
it. It was a little pitchy. Do you think anyone could do that? I certainly couldn't do that.
Yo, flounder.
Yeah, or how about...
You were pitchy.
How about just the one for 18 seconds where he sits there and goes, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Again, you got to throw in, I worked with Mariah.
That's right. And you're throwing I work with Mariah, right.
Right. This show will not...
And I was in Journey, which I imagine, I'm not black, but I imagine that gets some great street cred amongst the African-American community.
Yeah, that's...
they love that.
That's gangsta.
They love Journey.
This show will feature not only singers, but dancers and comedians who will have a chance to win $1 million.
Ooh.
So I don't know, you can't say a dancer's pitchy. Mm-hmm.
Yo, tilapia. When I was out on the road with Nelly Furtado, that's how it was. How say you, fish tank? Yeah.
Nice.
All right, that's it. I'm Teresa Strasser. That's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports.
Right, Dave. Much to get to. Do we have... Mm-hmm. Jose Canseco on the line.
Within seconds.
Okay, so I will quickly say it's been a remarkable season for LA's best team, the Clippers. So it would have been fine if the Mighty Suns had eliminated them last night. But no! The Clippers won! Elton Brand gave his typical MVP effort. 30 points, 12 boards. Corey Maggette, unstoppable. Clips shoot over 61% as a team. 118-106 final. So now we move on to what ought to be an awesome Game 7. Unfortunately, we got to wait till Monday to see it. Monday?
What the?
What is the wait, really? It's ridiculous. Isn't that what the weekend is for?
Yes. Has it ever been that many days off? And why not Sunday? What's going on?
I know, it's insane. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Guess it'll give on the plus side. The gigantic bandwagon driven by Billy Crystal. Time to stop and pick up Nicholson and Penny Marshall and all the rest of the people out to Phoenix for the big game. Now, little something for people who don't hate our country and love our national pastime. Mm. The scores of baseball yesterday. Mm. Athletics beat the Mariners. Halos lost in overtime to the Blue Jays. Interleague play gets going tonight. Halos visit Chavez Ravine. Mm. Giants A's in the Bay. And the classic rivalry of Mariners and Padres in Seattle.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
Now, we'll go to the coach's corner.
Way back to the mid-90s.
I think you're being generous. We can go to the coach's corner, but we'll wait for to take that trip at 9 o'clock. And do we have Jose?
Yes, we do.
And then when we're done with Jose, we will give away the tickets to the Anaheim Ducks game on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Exciting. First, though.
Jose Canseco's on the blower. Let me kiss a little Latino ass before we bring him up. Say what you will about the man. First off, I had no problem about him writing his book and outing all the guys who took the needle. I have no problem with that, number one. Number two, nobody looked better in a baseball uniform than Jose Canseco. Now, maybe that was the juice talking, but boy, did he fill out those uniforms. And nobody had a better swing. Great swing. Powerful swing. Jose?
I'm here.
Great to talk to you.
Great. Good
seeing you. Jose, first off, you're playing in a golf tournament today, correct?
Not today.
Tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Somebody come out today. It's tomorrow.
All right.
What's the story with it? It's the LAPD golf tournament?
The LAPD golf tournament, and I'll be out there with a bunch of other celebrities having a great time hitting golf balls about 400 yards and filling out those golf uniforms.
That's right. So you're a great golfer, too, then?
Well, I can hit a golf ball a pretty long way. I might hit them probably about 400 yards.
Yeah, why don't all the golfers take the steroids?
I don't know. They might. We may have to check that down. The whole testing issue may trickle down to golfers.
Have you seen John Daly? I'm pretty sure they're not on the roids.
Well, he's on the juice, but it's a bourbon.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's gin and juice.
It's a mixed malt, yeah.
Now, so
I don't know what he's on, but it's not working.
Yeah. It's hosted. The tournament's hosted by Mark Wahlberg, and you can go to lapmf.org to donate for the LAPD.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Or come out and support us.
Now, let's move on to baseball quickly. What do you think of this whole Bonds business? What do you think of the booing and everybody cheering when he gets beamed and so on and so forth?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's entertainment. Every time he shows up in that field, it's a sold-out crowd. It seems like people want to see him either break the home run record, get hit by a fastball in the head. They just want to see what he's about. And it's interesting. I mean, he's selling it on a lot of newspapers. It's still a very hot topic. And for right now, it's the best ticket in baseball.
Well, I think that I know the answer, as does every last person in America. But you think he's on the juice, yes or no?
Not right now, no.
Really?
No,
you think he's off of it now? Because I keep hearing about Balco has all the concoctions that make it so that you can disguise it and can't tell.
Well, maybe so, but he would have to be crazy even involving himself with anyone that uses steroids, sells steroids, manufactures steroids, develops steroids. He would have to be crazy to do that. I believe right now he's very clean. That's why he may be strolling a little bit.
I was just going to say.
It's a good point, yes. Yeah, I would assume that he's under the microscope right now, and he's sort of like a guy who knows he has the feds parked outside of his house watching him at all times. He's going to lay low for a few months.
Well, do you have any doubt, though, that he was on the juice, though?
In the past, there's no doubt in my mind that he used the juice. Obviously, he admitted to it. Usually some kind of cream testosterone concoction, but he just said he didn't know how he got in the system.
Yeah, I can see how that would happen, too.
Might have been a moisturizer.
Over and over.
We could all be on steroids and just not know it. We don't get tested. God knows what's in the air.
Yeah. Right. Gain about 30 pounds of muscle, we're going to test you.
Sure.
Jose. Now, he hides it. He lies about it. But what do you say to the people who call you a rat for telling on everybody, all the big stars?
Well, people have to understand that my attack was never on these athletes. I needed to use these well-known athletes to come out and testify on my behalf. That's why I named four or five of these major athletes. It seemed like Major League Baseball was so powerful. But these athletes were so afraid of testifying against Major League Baseball. My main attack was always against Major League Baseball and a player association.
Because they turned a blind eye.
Exactly.
Have you run into anybody, McGuire, any of the other folks you've talked about in the book since the book came out?
No. When I was blackballed from Major League Baseball, I was also outcasted, meaning no one can speak with you at any level, whether a bat boy, coach, manager, owner, no associate of Major League Baseball can speak with me now.
Hmm. How about the grounds guys? Guys that drag the tarp? That would be a loss.
Not even the concession guys.
Wow. But you can attend a game.
You know what? I've not attended a game yet. Mm-hmm. But sooner or later, I will attend the game, and we're going to see how the fans react.
But nobody's stopping you at the door, though. You're allowed to. Canseco can walk. Right, if anybody tried to, you just knock down the wall. And
yeah.
Right. I think by the time they realize I'm there in the stands, it'll be too late for them.
Well, yeah. Isn't there a Canseco Field, by the way?
Yeah, there is.
All right, you should go to that one.
They won't let him into Canseco Field.
I would go to Corolla Field. Damashek would go to Damashek Field. Teresa would go to Corolla Field because she has a low self-esteem.
By the way, we have your biggest fan grew up watching you in the Bay Area. Brian, the phone screener, has a quick question for you.
What's happening, Jose? Sure.
How you doing?
That's your one question.
That's the only question. I grew up idolizing you, my favorite player of all time. My question is, what's it like being so awesome?
Wow. Shoot your load on that one.
You know, it's funny because I truly believe us as athletes, we never really dwell on it. It's something we do on a daily basis. Obviously, I'm retired now, but when I was doing it, and it's business as usual. You know, you hit a ball 500, 550 feet, and you just get used to it. You do it all the time in batting practice. And for us, it was nothing out of the ordinary, nothing completely different, because we were doing it day in, day out.
Yeah, Brian, it's like you being bald. You don't think about it every day. It's just what you are.
Hey, Jose, how about this? We both live in L.A. now. How about you break your baseball silence? We both go to a game together sometime.
Ah.
Well, that's sweet and creepy.
That might be a good idea. You have to pick two exciting teams to go.
But Jose, I understand you're still playing in L.A. in a league. Am I right?
God. Yes, a friend of mine, actually Gary Martin, who owns Innovation Eyewears, actually has been begging me to play in the senior league for the last year, I guess, when I first met him. I did an endorsement for him.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, about 3-4 weeks ago, I got out there in the senior league and played, actually, you know, pitched a couple games and played first base, third base, and outfield. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot of fun. The camaraderie is great. The guys are great. And then we have a great time doing it.
I got to say, if I had seen what you'd seen on the field in front of the, 50,000 fans and hitting 500-foot home runs, and so I'd be, screw the senior league. People do that with me all the time. They're like, hey, don't you want to go back to the old 99-seat theater and get up on stage in front of the hometown crowd? And I'm like, are you high? Screw those little people.
Well, it's for fun. It's just a great environment. It's just not, pressure packed. They don't steroids, so it's a lot easier.
All right. Jose, thanks for being part of the program.
Thanks, guys.
Good cause. L.A. Police Golf Tournament website is lapmf.org. To make a donation to the LAPD.
And that's tomorrow, right? The golf tournament.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. We tomorrow have our trivia competition coming up. But first, we have another competition. Oh, yes. We're not going to break yet.
Oh.
As promised. I want to play a little NHL player or tech stock. Mm. Now, these are actual NHL players and actual tech stock names.
Right. One or the other. You decide which one it is. If you're correct, you get two tickets to go see the Mighty Ducks on Sunday night play the Edmonton Oilers.
We have three pair to give away?
Three pair.
All right.
I'm Marv Albert, and this is NBA player or tech stock.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Wow. We have any music or anything?
No, that was...
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do.
NBA.
Oh. Mm.
You're fired.
I'm glad I asked if you had all the production.
I'm trying to do my best here under really difficult circumstances.
He was busy working on how what's it like being awesome, Jose Canseco.
That's a good question.
He has so much blood in his bat right now. He corked his own bat. It's nothing left in his brain.
I'm glad he can still make the boner sound effect, though.
Uncork. Oh, he'll do that from the grave.
There we go. All right, let it begin. Do we have a caller?
Yes, Alfred.
Hello.
Alfred, we are pressed for time. One question, get it right, you win the tickets. Get it wrong, hit the bricks.
All right.
Ready? Here we go. Spezza.
Spezza. Tech.
What was the answer?
Tech.
Talk. Yeah, tech talk.
Incorrect. Sorry.
He does not get the tickets. Cal?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Pronger.
Hockey player.
Correct. Chris Pronger of the Edmonton Oilers.
All right.
And the foul.
One pair given away. Sherry.
Hello?
Here we go.
Ready, Sherry?
Yes.
Your name?
Schlotsky.
Let's try it again. She said Sherry and you said Schlotsky. Simultaneously, just sound like you're making fun of her.
It's a beautiful name, though. Sherry Schlotsky.
Easy.
NHL player.
Well, hold on. Let's just reboot. Ready? Here we go.
Schlotsky.
NHL player.
Oh, he's hearing it from the crowd now.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Let's keep moving. Hang on. Wait a second. Push again. Mark.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Y'all set? Domi.
Stock.
Oh. Incorrect. Ty Domi.
Rejected.
Pugilist.
Brisket beside himself over there.
That was unexpected.
So far, only one set given away. One pair. Joseph?
Yes.
Come on, baby.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Abington.
Blair.
Uncomfortable for our competitor. I would rather be Patrick Ewing's towel after triple overtime.
Wow.
Ew.
Brian?
What's up? Love the show.
Thank you. Here we go.
Bondra.
Hockey player. Peter Bondra, baby.
Very nice.
Downtown.
I like this, too. You shouldn't get the tickets if you don't know a hockey player.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nicely done, sir.
Yeah, so otherwise it's just a coin toss. Jim?
Yeah.
Here we go. Tech stock or NHL player?
Here we go. Damfus.
Vincent Damfus is a hockey player.
Very nice, sir. Very nice.
Damfus is on fire.
Let me tell you what that was. We got out of the gate strong, and then we pulled a hammy somewhere at the quarter mile mark, but we've hit our stride and finished strong.
So the Ducks, these people will now go get to see the Ducks and Temu hopefully reap their vengeance for putting out Chichu and company on the Edmonton Oilers.
All right.
This has been Marv Albert with NBA player or tech stock. I beat you all.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
What was that mess?
Brian,
get it together, Brian.
Brian, if you could play that You're Fired thing, but you probably can't even find that. See?
All right. He really is flustered. You want to talk about gay? You know, and here's the thing, too. I do believe that a lot of guys around the age of 12, 13, as the pubes start popping and the nads start dropping, get a little, their compass gets a little, spins around a little in the gay department. It's not that they want to have intimate contact with their heroes. It's not that Brian wanted to physically be with Canseco, or that would have been a mess, by the way. Number one.
Who's the bottom in that one?
Well, even if they were both bottoms, I think his bottom would have limped off the
Calling
field.
Calling all homos!
It's not that Jimmy Kimmel wanted to actually lay down with Steve Garvey, although he did. But there is a weird sort of somewhere between hero worship and holding hands, it'd be great to spend the day with, that kind of thing. I mean, if you would have asked Brian at age 13 or 14, would you rather go out and spend the day with Jose Canseco, or would you rather go out with Farrah Fawcett? He probably would have gone with Canseco.
That's a good point, yeah. But I have a 13-year-old boy. I did get to meet many of my Pittsburgh sports heroes, and you can really not even make a peep. You're so nervous.
Really?
But you're making the point
petrifying.
That it's around puberty that you start associating and watching these players, so somehow it's sexualized in your mind.
It is.
I feel that way about the Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was a kid watching the Charlie's Angels, there was, even though I'm straight, it was just around that time.
But yeah. you went on to actually have a lesbian experience, which you'll tell us about at some point soon.
Yes.
Saying, Charlie's Angels.
Board-off Bill had the same feeling, but it was about Bosley. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with our trivia competition. Again, you're playing for $2,000. Can you beat Mo Damashek? Call in. We'll talk to you after this.
Last Friday, an Adam Carolla Show trivia with $1,000 on the line.
How do I sign off each show?
Mahalo.
Mo Damashek, you are the queen of all moms.
But then, an unexpected twist.
Mo has generously not accepted the $1,000. No. It will roll over in the kitty and be worth $2,000.
Oh.
Wow. Next week.
This morning, someone has a chance to win $2,000. And all you gotta do to win is beat Dave's mom. Will someone win the cash, or will Mo Damashek get another chance to feed the kitty? We'll find out later this morning on The Adam Carolla Show. Last Friday, an Adam Carolla Show trivia with $1,000 on the line.
How do I sign off each show?
Mahalo.
Mo Damashek, you are the queen of all moms.
But then, an unexpected twist.
Mo has generously not accepted the $1,000.
No.
It will roll over in the kitty and be worth $2,000.
Oh.
Wow. Next week.
This morning, someone has a chance to win $2,000. Let's see what you got. Qualify to beat Dave's mom. Right now on the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, just to backtrack, let you know where this came from. I think it was last Thursday we decided to do a little Adam Carolla trivia competition between one Mo Damashek and my mother.
In honor of Mother's Day.
In honor of Mother's Day. My mother was drawn and quartered in the town square by Mo Damashek. Gutted like a pig. Right? And I had to enact the slaughter rule because it was getting ugly and humiliating for all Carollas. Thank God there's only three or four of them and they're not very proud. And it would have been uncomfortable had any other Carollas been listening to the show at that time. But we quickly dispatched of my mother and then went on to tougher competition and then dispatched of that competition as well. Mo Damashek listens to 4.5 hours of a 4-hour program every morning. Don't ask me how she does it. She loves her son that much. We decided to keep this going. We had $1,000 and rolled over. It's now $2,000.
She dealt with not just the competition, but the pressure of a grand, and then benevolently says, I don't need the loot. I do it for the love of the sport.
Yeah. Well, she does it. She really does it. She does it for the sport. She's like a evil Bond villain. who doesn't gamble or compete for money. They do it for the sport and goes after the ultimate prey, humans. The ultimate prey. By the way, tell that to the three ladies that got eaten by the alligator in Florida. The ultimate prey, humans, as they're being devoured. I would say they would beg to differ.
Tiger probably tougher.
Yeah, I got Kodiak bear, Bengal tiger. There's a lot of stuff, even kangaroos. I got a lot of stuff on the ultimate prey list before you get to human beings. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Before I get to Gay Vito on the ultimate prey list, I got to get through all the reptiles. That is lowland gorillas, the silverbacks. It keeps going. We can't bore you. And don't get me into the ocean.
Right.
But now
I'll go ocean on your ass.
Now the point is, a week later, now the $1,000 has rolled over. It's doubled down now. $2,000. That ain't no jive.
No.
$2,000. That's a lot of loot.
We got Mo Damashek on the line. I think
we
she's
do?
Here just to taunt some of her opponents.
Hi, guys.
What's happening, Mo?
Nothing too much.
Now, are you back in Arizona?
No. We're in
Beaver Flats?
Beaver Falls. We're here for the summer.
Oh, really? Is that the way it works?
That's right. That's no better place in these United States, nay, the world, to celebrate
Falls.
Summertime.
Oh, sure. Every time I pick up the Rob Report, there it is.
Sure. Mm-hmm. On the banks of the Three Rivers. Mo, do you know the Three Rivers?
Come on, he does. I know.
Yeah, Ace, do you know? How about
yes,
that? How
the
about
Allegheny,
little Moe's River?
Well, they form the mighty Ohio.
Correct.
What?
All right, it's the Monongahela.
Ah.
And the what was the first one?
Allegheny.
Right, all we're right. impressed. Good.
You know, this is our thing. This is what we do, I realize. Everything has an Indian name or a Mexican name. We came in, we kicked all the Indians and all the Mexicans out. But don't worry, that mountain, that's named after you. Now get over there and start drinking. All right, so Mo, you just want to... We only need one more contestant, by the way. We had two make it through the preliminary rounds we did in the 6 a.m. hour.
Okay. See if they're worthy.
Do we even need Mo for this, or you just want to
taunt a
little
bit? No, she's just checking in. We're going to talk to her later. She'll take on the finalists in the 9 o'clock hour.
Do you feel confident, Mo?
Oh, of course. Of course I'm confident. I know. If it's about you, David, or about something you're involved in, I know the answer.
Mm. Mo, what will you do to your opponent?
Oh, Teresa, really?
Eviscerate. My mom would have said, oh, news girl person, please.
My mom barely knows I'm on the show, so I already love Mo.
I'm surprised you're not up at Lake Arrowhead altitude training.
No, all right. I'm doing David's scrapbook for May.
Okay.
So I'm working on that. That's why I'm here today. That's the only reason. So, okay.
She doesn't allow media into her camp, but I hear it's been a great camp for her. I've talked to a lot of sparring partners that have been brought in and just taken apart.
I'm feeling good.
What's happened to Mo, though? She's only doing a scrapbook a month now? Used to be once every week.
No.
You're sloughing off, old lady.
David,
this competition is consuming too much of your time.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys.
All right,
later.
Hang
okay.
tight. She's okay. She's out doing fundraising most of the week for the Dave Damashek Library. So give her a break. All right, where are we? Again, contrast this to the Corollas, whose mother queried once at a dinner table, give me one good reason why I should buy cable. Her son had two cable shows on at that time, The Man Show and Loveline. Simultaneously, wanted to know from a stunned table and confused table, give me one good reason why I should get cable.
But it was not. It wasn't intended as a dig, though.
No, it was not.
It was an honest question.
Yeah. She'd gotten another flyer in the mail. $19.95 seemed like a lot of money to pay every month for something she may or may not use. Can anyone give me one good reason why I should get cable? Well, The Man Show and Loveline would be two reasons, but nobody brought that up.
No one at the table had had that good answer for him?
And I am so broken that even I didn't think about it until a very angry drive to the radio station that night.
It really begs the question, though, does too much love from your mother damage you or too little?
Well, obviously.
This is what I'm saying.
It's not the greatest. We will shotgun Tom Kelly, by the way, in studio.
Better believe it, Adam.
New favorite radio personality. Tom, do a little, make a little noise for
all right, you better believe it, Adam, right here as we take care of business. Have mercy. Sock it to me.
That's what it sounds like when I'm performing oral on the missus, by the way.
Or we could go under water right here on the Adam Carolla Show. Or if I, here's another one. If you guys ever do the auction and everything, okay, we'll start the bids at $100. $400, $900, $200, $400, $700, $400. There we go.
Sold. Old school. I love throwback.
And by the way, I bring you a gift. I bring you a Shotgun Tom bobblehead there for your very own.
Yes. Yes. Where and why do you have these?
Well, because some guy just wanted to do them, and he came up to me at a restaurant and said, I want to do a bobblehead of you. So I said, okay. And, well, you know, you should have a bobblehead.
I should.
You really should.
Well, that'll be my argument. When I go into the bobblehead place and I go, what do you mean I don't deserve a bobblehead? Shotgun Tom Kelly has a bobblehead. And the person says, who? And I say, exactly.
Yeah, see, this guy who did this bobblehead does sports guys, and he does Donald Trump and and me, and I think he should do Adam Carolla.
What would it sound like if your head was actually bobbling and you were talking at the same time?
It would go, hi, this is Shotgun Tom.
We get Carolla, we'll get you a bobble brow doll. It's just one big unibrow that head, bounces up and down.
Head's solid as the Rock of Gibraltar, but brow all over the road.
Or it might go like this. Hi, this is Shotgun Tom on K-Earth 101 in Los Angeles. Mercy. You know, something like that.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
Rich?
Yeah.
You ready to go?
Indeed.
All right, here we go.
Oh, first question?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. I'm ready to go. Right. Okay. What is Tad's alleged baby's name?
Isaiah.
Wow. That is correct.
All right, solid. Put him on hold. We only need one. Kurt?
Yo.
Here we go.
All right, what is Tad's alleged baby's mama's name? What is Tad's alleged baby's mama's name?
I don't know.
Take it back. How about that? Let's go back to the first call. If he gets that right, he proves himself worthy.
Rich?
Lip.
Yeah.
How say you, Tad's baby's mama's alleged name?
Is it Anna?
No. Close.
Shall we have the answer?
Close. No, let's try the next. Let's try the next caller. Tony?
Yeah.
Tad's baby's mama's name?
Gina?
Yes.
That is correct.
Very nice. All right. Now let's keep going now.
All right. Here we go with another question,
Keep Tony
Adam.
On there. Keep Tony on there. If you can answer a couple of more, maybe he's worthy.
Nolan?
All right. Here's another question, Adam. And away we go. How old is Tad's alleged baby now? How old is Tad's alleged baby now?
Five?
That is correct.
Yes, that is correct.
Whoa. It's a shot in the dark.
We got a lot of good calls. Kent?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Got a new question, Adam, and here we go. Brian, the phone screener, has been filling in on sound effects for whom? Brian, the phone screener, has been filling in on sound effects for whom?
I don't know.
All right. We'll take that as a wrong answer.
That's a hard one.
Saying, Johnny?
Yeah.
Who's Brian filling in for?
Mike August.
Oh, blippity blip.
I'm going to ask, we'll give you another question. Notice,
by the way, yes. Dave went to IU in 92.
Wow, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad that wasn't the question.
Let's give him another question.
All right, here we go, Adam.
I say give him double points.
All right, here we go with another question. What show member's significant other has voiced his or her displeasure with Dave's Chichu Timu songs? What show member's significant other?
Oh, that would be Lynette, I believe.
Yes.
There we go. All right.
All right. So.
I think he's worthy.
Johnny's worthy. We got to thin the herd. Ken?
He flew too close to the sun, like Icarus. Like Icarus, by saying Mike August. Mike would have been acceptable.
Right.
Yeah.
What's up, Ace Man?
All right. Let's see how you're going to fare in the trivia competition. Go ahead, Shotgun.
All right, Adam. This is a real easy way to do it. It's a true or false question this time. True or false? Producer Angie is married.
False.
Blippity blip.
Yeah, you'd think somebody who got loaded and whored around as much as she did would be a single woman. I mean, it's confusing. You've done the math. She can only booze so much and come on to so many men and be single, but untrue. She's married.
It's like Popeye. When he eats the spinach, he gets strong. When she has the booze, she becomes trampy.
Right. All right, now we have to thin the herd. How are we doing on questions?
Oh, we got them all here, Adam.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got more?
Oh, yes.
All right, let's try Tony. Tony?
Yes.
You made the initial cut, but we have to thin the herd. We can only take one from this round.
Well, what'd you say, Dave?
Number 50.
Number 50. Let's go with number 50. Here we go. What show did Teresa host on TLC? What show did Teresa host on TLC?
Something to do with the, boy, was it? Something to do with music videos?
No, I'm sorry. This one could...
65.
That's a tough one.
This could confound... Well, let's go with the same question, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, same question.
Okay, all right, let's go with Nolan. Nolan?
Yes.
Here we go.
All right, what show did Teresa host on TLC, Nolan?
Man, I don't know. I'm going to guess a home makeover show.
Oh, blippity blip.
No, that is...
I think since it's not germane exactly to this show, I think you give him another question. I think
It is a home. It was a home.
Yeah, it was
right,
a
that's
home
what I'm
makeover
saying.
Show.
I'm saying he deserves at least another chance. You shouldn't eliminate him since he was in the ballpark.
Vagina swap.
Right. It's wacky what happens when one vagina swaps with another.
Oh, yes. My. All right, let's give him another one.
Okay, here's another one, Adam. Which intern does the Hollywood Happenings? Which intern does the Hollywood Happenings?
You're on?
I'm sorry. Okay. All right, now let's go down to Johnny. Johnny?
Listen, that was while you were out.
Oh,
okay.
All right, I read the Strasser Times, please.
Oh, all right, I'm gonna take Johnny this round.
I love Johnny.
I've decided that he's got a little something we call it, and we're out of goddamn time. Those two factors combined means you make it through to our finals round, or at least semifinals.
So let's figure this out. So it's Johnny versus the woman from earlier.
Yes, Anna.
Yeah, right.
Right,
yeah.
And the winner goes on to take on Mo Damashek.
That's for $2,000.
Big money. We'll take ourselves a break. CeCe DeVille still coming on the show. Also, Perez Hilton going to dish the gossip. Fat Tad going to give us an update on his love child. All that coming up after this.
Sadly, this will be the best part of your day. The Adam Carolla Show.
Fast food is one thing that has not gone up in price at all. Everything was $1 when I was a kid, and gas was 75 cents, and now it remains $1, and gas is $4.
Hey, everyone's entitled to Adam's opinion. The Adam Carolla Show. And now, Oswaldo reads the 100 greatest movie quotes of all time. Number 38, from the Pride of the Yankees.
Today I consider myself the luckiest man in the face in the air.
Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
The great Oswaldo. Probably at my house right now eating.
About time to remake that movie anyway. Who better to play Lou Gehrig?
Sure. Ozzy dropped off some lovely empanadas or whatever the hell. Whatever it is. If it's fattening, he drops it off at my house before he heads out to the yard. Well, Perez Hilton is now on the phone. Perez Hilton has himself a little website. PerezHilton.com gets 600,000 hits a day. What is wrong with our society? Perez?
Hello,
Perez.
Perez. How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm doing well. You're calling from Cannes, France?
Yes, I am.
Now, do we go in Cannes or we go in Cannes? It used to be the Cannes Film Festival, and then we switched it to Cannes. And is it back to Cannes or what is it?
I think it's Cannes.
Still Cannes.
Yeah, in the can, at can.
I see. You a bottom, Perez?
Are you?
I like to think of myself as a middle.
Well, so you're versatile.
Yes, I am. I'm like lunch meat. Just put me right in the middle. Pimento loaf is my gay screen name. Hey, Perez, what's going on over there in Cannes?
Well, tonight, everybody's here, are going to be here. Beyonce just landed, and they're having this big Dreamgirls party tonight for that musical that she stars in with Eddie Murphy and Jamie Foxx, and I'm going to that, so that should be fun. And then everything is kind of different here. I was invited to one party on a yacht on Sunday by this guy named Alexander III, whom I had never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently some socialite / royal person, and they asked for your passport number before you could even get
really?
The party.
Wow, what a scene.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Like we're sending a Rolls Royce to pick you up. Then you have to go to the helicopter pad, and
wow.
On the helicopter pad, they're going to fly you to the yacht from the helicopter. Mm. It's kind of crazy.
And how about what I've been hearing about the Da Vinci Code getting boos and hisses from the Cannes Film Festival crowd? Is that true?
Well, not on Wednesday. Wednesday was when the movie premiered, and the crowd for that was, you know, applauding and all that stuff. But the day before, on Tuesday, they screened it for critics, and the critics pretty much tore it apart.
Mm-hmm.
The consensus was that it was lackluster. Many said it was way too long, almost 3 hours, mm-hmm. and that it wasn't that exciting. It was too talky. Somebody called it bloated.
Have you seen it yourself, Perez?
I couldn't get in, so I didn't see it, but...
Don't they know who you are?
I will.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who I am in France.
Except Alexander III.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how about this week's gossip? What do you have for us?
Well, everyone that reads my site can't stop talking about Britney Spears.
Mm.
Poor girl has not had a good week at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure you heard that on Monday or Sunday, early this week, she got into a bit of criticism because she was photographed with her son, Sean Preston, in the back seat of her car, and he was in a car seat facing forward.
Mm-hmm.
And allegedly, you know, if you're under one or weigh less than 20 pounds or something like that, you should be in a car seat that faces backward because it helps prevent injury and all those sort of things. But then just yesterday, she was in New York. She had a drink in one hand and the baby in the other. Then she was trying to maneuver her way through a crowd of people and tripped.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor baby, there's pictures of this. His head went flinging back. His baseball cap flew off. The bodyguard had to come in for a scoop, dive, save the baby from, like, falling in her.
And they threw it up to a fan. That's the sad part. Who wanted the baby signed later, by the way.
Maybe the baby wore a loose baseball cap so it would fly off like Willie Mays.
Yeah. Listen, Perez is gay. He has no idea
what you're talking about.
I know baseball.
Okay.
Right.
I know that Vanessa Manillo was at the Yankees game the other day, and that means that she's back together with Derek Jeter.
Really?
See? Nice. He does know baseball.
Yeah, nice
segue,
too.
What is it with her? She's with... her thing is professional athletes.
Now, where's she from? Is she from...
Vegas, the show Vegas. Am I right, Perez?
No. She's the MTV DJ.
She was with Nick Lachey.
Oh, Vanessa Manillo. I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
had that very brief dalliance with Nick Lachey, which is over. But speaking of Nick Lachey...
He filled her Manila envelope.
And he licked it shut.
Thank you. Return to sender. I don't know what that means. That sounded good.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I was on your show the first time. I keep repeating that one joke you said. You were talking about Tom Cruise in that movie and Ethan Hunt, and you told your friend to call him Mike Hunt.
Yes.
I just found that incredibly funny for some reason.
Well, that's Mr. Hunt's first name.
What time is it where you are right now in France, by the way?
It's 5 p.m.
So you're
Perez has proven he has a highbrow sense of humor.
I know.
He's pretty hopped up on those Amel poppers, by the way, to be fair to him. That's what you gays enjoy, right?
Sure.
It's mother's milk to the gays, Amel popper.
That's so 10 years ago. It's math now.
All right. Sorry. Perez, I'm sorry we're out of time. We're running late. I'm going to give your website a nice big fat plug, and then I'm going to give you a fat plug next time you come into studio. PerezHilton.com. Look at him. He's punchy. When are you back in the United States, if in fact you're able to come back, if they let you back into the United States? I would look at you as an enemy of the state, not let you back in.
I'm not back until May 29th.
Wow.
I go back to London next week, so I'm doing a little bit of a European vacation, travel work.
Well, you'll check in with us next week and give us some hot gossip?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. Perez Hilton, PerezHilton.com. go on his website, find out what all the celebs are doing and why he's being sued by many of them. We'll take a quick break. Big Tad in studio. We have his attorneys on the phone. We're going to sort out this whole illegitimate child, baby's mama, stuff. Tad, bombshell was dropped on Monday. Bombshell dropped in studio yesterday. Big Tad, a father, possibly a father of a five-year-old, did not even know about it. One night stand. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
AdamCarolla.com. It's so much better than internet porn.
This is Republican Representative Richard Martin, and you're listening to the devil-loving Adam Carolla Show. Give Adam a call now at 1-866-901-ADAM. And then go pray.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Tad had sex one time in 10 years. He took a girl home after having some beers. They got down and dirty and Tad started to goo. He threw the girl on the floor, but one sperm got through. Now he's a pop.
Allegedly.
Yeah, Big Tad, he's a pop.
Allegedly.
This chunky, flunky, melon-headed slob got a girl knocked up. Now he's a pop.
Allegedly.
Yes, well, glad you can laugh about it, Ted.
I'm laughing about the situation. I'm laughing about the song.
I understand. Yeah. And, you know, as I went home and thought about it yesterday, you know, we all made a lot of light of a potentially very serious situation, which we're going to make more light of now.
Yeah.
But it should not be taken lightly, and I don't think, pardon the pun, I don't think Big Tad takes anything lightly. Big Tad does take this seriously. If, in fact, he has a five-year-old out there, he wants to be the responsible parent.
Yes.
That he should be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to backtrack, a bombshell was dropped in here yesterday, somewhere in the 8 or 9 o'clock hour. Big Tad, who ironically almost never has sex, did have sex one time, one night stand, at a bar 5 years ago, or maybe 6 years ago, since the child is now five. Isaiah is the name of potentially your child.
Yes.
You had no idea. You were with the girl. You had unprotected sex. It was a one night stand, and you never saw her again, although you did run into her friend a couple of times.
Yes.
But you never got any answers. Then you were served with some papers from the court just Monday.
Friday.
On Friday.
Yeah.
And the paper said what?
That you are going to start paying child support for this kid.
Mm-hmm. In the amount of what?
I don't know if I can disclose that right now.
Well, $248. Is that true?
No.
Well, it's $248 or $249 or something like that. I thought
it was $253.
Or $253.
It's in there.
Sure, okay.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it doesn't buy me one shoe. But anyway, I'm literally, literally a millionaire.
Yeah, that's what's in Adam's cushions of his couch.
Oh, yeah, no, I got that in the console between the two seats of one of my cars right now.
I've been in one of your cars.
I didn't even know which one it is. Now, what happens with me, I'm so rich, when I open my glove box, money comes flying out. Even when I open the fridge, that's why I'll open a window, boom, I'll be pelted with dollar bills.
I know how you fit. Oh, wait, no, I don't.
Yeah. So, a lot of money to Big Tad, however. And do they want money for the last 5 years, or are they starting?
They're starting now.
Starting now.
Yeah.
And if you have a child, you'd like to be a part of that child's life.
Yes, I would.
Now, your girlfriend, your one-night stand, whatever we're calling her, has moved on.
Yes.
She has another child from another relationship.
Yes, she has an 8-year-old daughter.
She is living with a man right now, but unmarried.
Unmarried, but living with the boyfriend.
All right. And we're trying to find out your legal options. We have an attorney on the phone. Bernal?
Yeah, I'm here.
You've been contacted by Big Tad.
That's right.
What is your specialty as far as law goes?
Well, I'm a family law attorney.
Mm-hmm.
That encompasses a lot of, like, divorce-type stuff, which are now known as dissolution.
Mm-hmm.
But I do sort of have this specialty where I've handled a lot of these types of cases, paternity cases.
Well, whether it be Big Tad or anyone who's listening to this show, if you're served with these papers or you just get them one morning in the mail, what is your first move?
Well, the first thing you want to do, because those complaints
kill yourself?
Well, you might start there, but that's not going to solve the problem.
Yes, and it's like the good news and bad news, Miss to Tad's mom. We have a DNA sample from Tad. We got it off a ceiling fan. That's the bad news.
Oh man!
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. But see, there's a complaint, and the complaint is pretty confusing to figure out.
Dave, don't laugh at that.
And so you do need. You should really consult an attorney that handles these kind of. Mm-hmm. Particular cases where the counties are involved.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones in charge of establishing support, mm-hmm. establishing paternity.
So you should not attempt to contact the person that is the parent of the child, the alleged your child, so far. You contact the lawyer first thing.
That'd be the first thing.
And
the prospective parent or the other party that's named in that complaint, usually their information is confidential.
And what then would you, what advice would you give to the client when they contacted you?
Well, you'd want to find out if they actually know this person to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes there is a situation where there's a, they have, for the prospective father may have the same name.
Right. All right, so once you establish we're talking about the same person and that the person had an encounter with that person, what's the next move?
The next move is, because in Tad's situation, child's 5 years old, so we don't know what her motive is for this happening now.
Why didn't she do it earlier, in other words?
Right, so we're sort of speculating as to why or what her motives might be.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that there is this uncertainty out there in the air, and that's why you have a right to establish paternity.
Mm-hmm. So would you...
through DNA testing.
Would you then, you then take a DNA test?
Exactly.
And as far as that goes, that's binding. I mean, unless you stab your wife and cut off some other guy from a restaurant's head, DNA is binding evidence.
Yes, it's very good evidence in these types of cases.
And so Big Tad then should have that DNA test?
Absolutely.
And how much does it cost and what's involved with it? How long does it take?
Cost is around $600. For the most part, though, Tad's not going to have to front the bill for that. Usually, when you deny paternity, which is what we're going to do,
mm-hmm.
you'll have the DNA testing, and then the county usually fronts that money, subject to reallocation, depending on whether you're found to be a father or not.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question to the
sure.
lawyer?
Sure.
How do you compel the mother to get a sample from baby Isaiah?
Well, in this situation where the county gets involved, she's getting some sort of benefits through the county. That might be welfare, it might be Medi-Cal or Medicare for the child.
So she's on some kind of public assistance, and therefore they can compel her to...
Absolutely, because if she doesn't cooperate, then she loses her benefit.
Well, I thought what compelled her, she wanted the money, and she wasn't going to get the money from the father, or the potential father, in this case Big Tad, unless it was proven that that's his child.
Well, that's correct. Unless it's proven that he's the father, then he has the obligation to pay support. However, that doesn't mean that she's going to get the support. It may go directly back to the county.
Interesting. And do we... But this is only in cases where she's on the dole, where she's being taken care of by the county.
Where she's being aided, that's correct.
Do we? And we don't know that in her case, do we?
We don't know that at this point, no.
Okay, so the point is Big Tad has to take a DNA test...
Right.
He will take it sooner than later.
That's correct.
And she will be compelled to have her young child, a 5-year-old Isaiah, take one as well so that she can get the money. Now, if she says, what if she says, I refuse to do it, then is it case over?
Yeah, it could be case over. It could be a dismissal because she's not cooperating.
Right. And it's like the court would see it as a guy who refused to take the breathalyzer test. They would just see that as well. He was drunk. In this case, that's not Tad's kid if you refuse to do the DNA test.
Well, it's more just because of her lack of cooperation. They could rule the paternity against her, in essence.
Okay.
What's your gut on this? What's your gut? Tad is the father or no?
My gut feeling?
Yes.
No, it's too soon to tell, really.
Right. Thanks for that gut check. That was bold, putting yourself out on a limb that way.
It sounds a little like Murray, a little to me.
Be careful. You might get yourself into trouble with that kind of talk.
That's right.
All right, Bernal. We will take ourselves a break. I'll give Bernal a quick plug. We'll stay posted, and we'll keep you posted on this. Tad's going to... When are you going for the DNA test?
I don't know yet. I have to wait till my attorneys set up the court date. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it's happening.
Now, Tad, do you have to go in and give a DNA sample, or couldn't they just go ahead and scrape that tube you have to blow into so you can start your car every morning?
Do you have that?
Going in for a DNA test, he has to blow it up.
Kill two birds with one sample.
Yes. Whenever the government needs you to do a lot of things with your mouth, it's always a bad sign. Either blowing into things to start your car, or go ahead and get in a swab so we can find out whether we should exonerate you from the case or
do you
not.
Like the, if it is your child, do you like the name Isaiah, Fat Ted?
It's Big Ted, by the way, and no comment.
Oh, doesn't like it.
What would you name the child?
Dave.
What would you name the child, creep?
He'd name him Dave so he didn't feel bad when he beat him. All right. www.childsupportla.com. www.childsupportla.com is where you can find out more information from the dynamic Bernal. I'll tell you, you got a real Perry Mason there.
Yeah.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. Again, we'll keep you posted on the Big Tad Love Child saga. But next, CeCe DeVille from Poison in studio.
The Adam Carolla Show. Comedy, news, sports, opinions, and so much more.
Hey, this is Billy, webmaster for The Adam Carolla Show. Check out my handiwork at adamcarolla.com. It's Friday, so remember to power down your computer before you leave work today.
Stick around. There's more coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
Mike August, CeCe DeVille. I'm so glad you called because I want to talk on the radio. Call me back. I can't wait to come in and talk, and we'll speak about all kinds of things. And it should be a blast, okay? So you let me know, call me. I can be available. I'm available almost every day. I don't think Wednesday is good, but almost every other day is pretty good, okay? If it's early enough, Wednesday might be good. Just call me back, Mike. Please, someone call me back. I'm in a silly mood. All right, buddy, bye.
CeCe DeVille, back on the drugs.
Oh, my God, that doesn't it? It definitely does.
That's like fishing and having the fish jump right into the boat. Usually August has to twist the arms of everyone to get them in here.
Isn't that great?
And maybe they'll do a phoner. How about we do an emailer, other celebrities suggest. I'll just email Adam. Do that on the show. Have me just typing away. Hey, Alec Baldwin, what's your next project? That'd be good. Good stuff, buddy. Ooh, controversial. Don't get us in trouble with the FCC. All right. CeCe DeVille, I've been watching Surreal Life. I watch every season. I've seen every episode. And I'm telling you, I've fallen in love with you. America has fallen in love with CeCe DeVille.
I've become America's sweetheart.
The new sober CeCe DeVille.
Well, I've been trying so long to be loved by millions. And I think I've been going about it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being the obnoxious ass just didn't seem to, it just, I don't know, I thought it worked, you know, and so now I'm trying a new approach.
I'm doing my best to take over that mantle as obnoxious ass.
Done.
Yeah. Getting onto the jerk report. I have to say, I had seen you and heard you interviewed in the past when you were in the throes of addiction.
Right.
And I thought, oh my God, is this guy an a-hole? Right. And then when I saw you on Surreal Life, nervous, doing the first news report without being drunk, you know, getting out on stage essentially without having a couple pops, I felt for you. My heart went out to you, and I just, you were so, so lovable.
Well, I don't know about lovable.
I do.
But I think it was, I was so vulnerable.
Yes,
I mean,
vulnerable.
I was just coming out of, I crashed into four cars,
mm-hmm.
and the cops got me a block away. It was a hit and crawl.
Actually crawled out.
I couldn't even run. It was actually a hit and crawl. So then I knew it was time for me to change my life.
A wake up crawl.
It started. Now, when did you start? I mean, let's go back. You grew up. You're in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And when did Poison get started?
Well, Poison started in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined the they started in Pennsylvania, but I think the band started to get popular in Los Angeles. We had all moved, and mm-hmm. we basically met in California, in L.A., on the Sunset Strip, where everything mm-hmm. was happening then. And it was pretty, it worked pretty good. It was, it happened pretty fast.
And how old were you when things started happening?
24.
24.
I think 23, 24. So I had this pulpit and nothing to say. And I mm-hmm. was 24 years old, and I'm waxing on all kinds of garbage. I have nothing to say,
Right.
So then years later, when I think I might have something to say, it's like, we've seen it.
Right.
We've seen it. You're banished.
Were you drinking and doing drugs before Poison had its success?
Not that much.
Not that
a
much.
A little bit. I figured that I had to take a crash course on rock and roll.
Right.
How to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was brought to my attention that, in order to be a real rock and roll, you have to be near death at least 50% of the time. And for a while, I believe that.
How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 40. I just turned 44.
44. So it's been 20 years.
Right.
And you just got sober?
No, I was sober. I've been battling it for a long time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, I think I really got it this time.
How long?
8 months.
Oh.
What was your drug of choice?
Alcohol. I used to do, I did everything in the day, but mm-hmm. the last 3 years, I was just mostly drinking alcohol. It really did.
You're, I got to say, speaking of drugs, a Tani Katane on the show seems high on something.
Well,
it seems like there's something going on with her.
Adam,
she, by the way, was booked on this show and dropped out. She didn't
really
man up like you did. But what do you think about that?
Well, this is what happened. When I was actually on the show, mm-hmm. I didn't notice how bad
right.
she was doing.
Right.
Because I was so worried about what I was doing,
Right.
And everyone around me advised me, don't do this show. You're brand new sober. I was
right.
only 3 weeks in. Don't do this show. That it's all based on alcohol.
Right.
And I'm like, me being so pathetic and me, wanting to be famous at any cost. It's like, no, but they'll see me. Even
right.
if it's in a rotten light, I want to be seen.
Right.
So I was very lucky that it turned out good.
But, yeah.
So I didn't realize, though, how not so well Tani was doing until I watched the show.
Right.
And I'm saying to myself, my.
You think she might have been drinking or?
I can't speculate, but there might have been something there. There's some kind of artificial, I'd imagine, stimulus.
I'm going with the booger sugar myself. Again, just from watching the show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
A lot of swings, a lot of sinus problems, lots of trips to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just getting in everyone's grill, and it's a diabolical show. Steve Harwell seems great in it from Smash Mouth. He's a great guy, or at least that's what I know.
No, he's a great, great guy. But the weird thing, Adam, is mm-hmm. if someone would have said, I would have been the voice of reason.
Yes.
In any household.
Yes.
I'm shocked. But I kind of do like the way I'm behaving now. I mean, at least I'm here this early. In fact, I was early.
I know. We have to apologize.
No, that's fine. But what I mean is that wouldn't have happened in my prior lifestyle. I couldn't. So this is really, we take it for granted, but it's wonderful for me to be able to get up and be here. And I know that's, your listener's going to say, oh, gee, poor Cecil is waking up. But honestly, it was like.
We put you on Rockstar. And we actually have two times. We have rock star time, and we have rap time. Rap is the day before. We'll tell them to show up about noonish on a Wednesday for the 9 o'clock hour on Thursday. It's going to take a while to get the posse in the building and all that kind of stuff. Rockstar, we tell, get here at 6 to come on at 8:30. We didn't know you'd be here right at 6.
Right.
But
by the way,
the new prompt and sober CC DeVille.
I was eager.
CC has perhaps the whitest teeth I've ever seen in all my days.
Yes, it's hard not to notice.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and they're real, too. They're not natural, but they're real.
They're someone else's teeth.
But let me just say another thing about Adam. Because
please.
I had to fill in 2 weeks ago for Bob Lesfitz, and I did a two-hour show right here.
Mm-hmm.
And It was impossible. I found it so hard to actually fill up 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to do this 4 hours a day, every day, it's incredible. And it really is. I mean, you think you can do it until it's like, okay, on your mark, get set, fill up the air.
Well, I'll tell you, it would be a lot easier if you came on 2 hours a day and ironically talked about how hard it was to fill 4 hours.
Yeah,
that way I could just rest for the 2 hours.
I'd love to do that.
All right, we'll do that every morning
I'll
from 6
in.
To 8. No, come on down.
We'll
6 to 8.
We'll sing the praises of Adam.
You talk about how difficult this job is, and I'll be like, I heard that. And then I'll just lean back and finish eating. And you'll do
you
that.
Can email me.
You'll do that thing where, like, no one can do it like Carol. All right, yeah, you got that right. Right, brother, and I'll just lean back again. CeCe DeVille in studio. We'll take a quick break. We have our competition coming up. We don't want to miss that. We'll talk more to CeCe.
$2,000 on the line.
$2,000 on the line. All that coming up after this.
Hello, boys and girls. Lenny here, your favorite bearded one. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Serves you right.
I'm just going to be one of the guys. I'm going to blend in. Okay, I'll do the sound effects if I have to.
CeCe DeVille.
Lemmy.
That's his promise to you, everybody. Hey, we had Lemmy from Motorhead. I don't remember any. If I close my eyes, I can still smell him, by the way. Some guys.
What was Lemmy on?
He was on a few months back. We just cleared out the studio just 2 days ago. I mean, some guys look like rock and roll. He smells like rock and roll.
Yeah, well, he is rock and roll. I think he teched for Jimi Hendrix, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
He was Jimi Hendrix's roadie.
Yeah, that's what...
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's what killed Hendrix. He inhaled. Lemmy went down to plug in an amp. Jimmy, with his huge nostrils, took a nice suck in and got a little of that purple haze, and his head keeled right over. A lot of people say drug OD. Lemmy.
No!
B-O-O-D.
Oh,
B-O-D.
Great.
B-O-D. All right.
Oh, that's funny.
And a growth coming out of him that is now the size of a conjoined twin. He needs to be separated from his mole so his mole can go on and lead a productive life without him. Actually, it would not be, oh, we're going to burn off that mole. We are going to fly in a specialist and have you guys separated like they do with the
Siamese twins. One might live, one might
twins.
Die.
Yeah, it's always, they share one heart. That's the problem.
So someone's going to have to decide.
Yeah. It's a moral quandary.
Oh.
Who will decide?
Oh, my God. All right.
And if you did decide, would we be able to name the thing that we cut off?
Isaiah.
Isaiah would be the name, yes. Jason?
Yes.
Question for CeCe DeVille?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, CeCe, you're the man. I can't wait to see you in Concord. I've always been a big fan of your music. I thought it was really good and clever. I sometimes think it hasn't got some of the respect you deserve.
Well, you know, I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of rock and roll. Go ahead, say it. I get no, but I mean, it, well,
hey, forget
you know.
About it.
Yeah, but
I heard that you went to Juilliard School of Music.
Is that true? No, I didn't. The people say all these things, and then I have to try to live up to it.
If I were you, I'd go with that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, no one's going to check it.
Right. Okay, yeah, I went to Juilliard.
Yeah, he thinks it's a cooking school. That's the problem. Yeah, that's why it's not
I'm
going
a chef.
Right.
Isn't there something to be said, though, CeCe?
Le Cordon Bleu, the Juilliard.
As we've gotten away from that 80s music, it sort of became a punchline, the hair band sort of thing.
No, it sure did. Well, look at us. I mean, but the thing is, the beautiful thing about getting older is that you have to, out of necessity, not look like that. Because you can start out by looking like Joey Heatherton, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
By the time you get to be my age, you're Phyllis Diller. So actually, something outside of myself says, cut the hair. You look better as a man. You were born a man. Be a man, for Christ's sake.
You look back at the videos, though, with pride or shame?
A slight embarrassment, you know. But, I mean, it was what it was.
And it
was a lot of fun.
It's nonstop, by the way, on VH1 and all the nostalgic 80s shows and hair band shows.
Well,
I mean,
the thing
it's
is
played
that,
more now than it was 10 years ago, certainly.
And, Adam, you know, there is something to be said for a tour being sponsored by Budweiser. And now, 20 years later, be sponsored by Dones and Depends. You know, that means our audience is growing. And you know, that's a major thing. You know, you see generations and generations, and they're just old people.
We will need to take ourselves a quick break, real fast, before we go to break. Harper?
Yeah.
You have something to say to Susan?
Congratulations on your sobriety.
Hey, thanks, Hopper.
Hey, I had seen you before, and you must have been high or drunk or whatever.
That wasn't me.
You were like borderline retarded. But you really turned it around. I'm proud of you.
That wasn't me. You saw him
out somewhere.
At Julia.
Yeah, he was just whacked, you know?
Yeah.
He was having a good time, but...
Yeah, but I was probably the only one having a good time. A lot of people told me that, you know, I would be the only one smiling when they were around me. So I'm so glad that I've gotten better. Because you don't even realize how screwed up you are when you're in that condition.
Right.
You think it was a great night, and then you have people telling you, you did this, and you did a cow...
Really?
An animal?
You really? Really? And the cow did you.
Oh,
that's the scary
part.
Well,
I hope so. Well, you know.
We will take ourselves a little break. What's coming up in the news, Teresa?
Well,
I just interject?
Yes.
Please.
They're looking for Jimmy Hoffa's body.
Yes. They are trying to dig it up.
How many years later? I mean, let's spend more money on that.
And by the way, what once we find him, what do we do? Have him run
Who
the
cares?
Teamsters again? What do we do with him? Be the commissioner of baseball?
He wasn't a good leader anyway.
CeCe, I'll tell you why that's not in my news, because it's not an interesting story until they find the body.
Mm.
Here's what it is. A major character was killed on the OC last night. Killed. I'll tell you who. And, yeah. It's the breaking big news. And Ellen DeGeneres interviews Bush and Clinton with some surprising results. And can a cop force you to take laxatives? We'll answer that and more.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with news, drug. Sports, right. and more CC after this.
All right.
Last Friday, an Adam Carolla Show trivia with $1,000 on the line.
How do I sign off each show?
Mahalo.
Mo Damashek, you are the queen of all moms.
But then, an unexpected twist.
Mo has generously not accepted the $1,000.
No.
It will roll over in the kitty and be worth $2,000.
Oh.
Wow. Next week.
This morning, someone has a chance to win $2,000. And all you gotta do to win is beat Dave's mom. Will someone win the cash, or will Mo Damashek get another chance to feed the kitty? We'll find out later this morning on The Adam Carolla Show. Chichu and Tamu.
Will I know your name?
The dream may have died.
If they're not Chichu or Tamu.
But now you can relive all the great party memories with Chichu and Tamu, the golden year.
Chichu, Chichu, Tamu, Moo, Moo, is all I want to say to you.
You say Chichu. You'll get all the great hits.
I say Chu. You say Tay. And I say Moo, Moo. Chichu or Tamu?
Chichu Tamu.
Chichu Tamu.
And even Chichu Tamu.
Chichu Tamu.
Chichu and Tamu. You'll be the hit of the party.
Chichu.
This is great music.
Thanks. Want to dance? Act now and we'll throw in the never-before-released Chichu duet with Fish Tank.
Chichu. Chichu. Jonathan. Chichu.
Chichu and Tamu. The Golden Years. Get it now on Hobo Power Records.
Chichu.
Strong stuff.
It was a better time.
CeCe DeVille in studio from Poison. Also, The Surreal Life.
It was a better time. Just going down memory lane with Chichu and Tamu.
All the great songs.
You know, Adam, the one thing about the AMCO double A thing is I was wondering.
We did for those who didn't hear it, because we're not, I think the live spots don't go out all over the place. We did a little AMCO transmission commercial, yes.
And I was wondering, to get me in there, being that I don't like cars, do you think I'd be able to get Brolin's signature?
You can get Brolin's gig.
Yeah. Or at least a signature. Maybe you can get Babs.
Let's answer that question.
Nobody.
Give me the beginning. The double A.
Double A? Right on time, Bri.
Uh-oh.
We got problems.
Beep, beep.
Tell me when you're ready, and we'll do it.
This is going to be a D-minus bit.
Double A? MC
Oh.
No.
MC, no.
No. All right.
That was a D minus if it happened immediately. Now it's a strong F.
Well, you got no credit. That's the point. You're going to have to take that joke again. Here's the thing. Nobody hates cars like rock stars.
Well, it's not that we hate cars. I think there's a lack of respect.
When you're not running into other people's cars,
yes,
you're
exactly.
lending your Ferraris to the 16-year-old brother of the cocktail waitress you're currently effing, who's driving it to
exactly.
school and filling it with McDonald's wrappers and things
right, exactly,
like that.
Right, yeah. right. It would be one of those green party type vegetable oil shenanigans where you'd fill up the Ferrari with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, of course.
I think I lost everyone on that. I think
I lost
myself. I
was almost with you.
They have these diesel engines now.
Yes.
Right. They go on vegetable.
Biofuel, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of biofuel, Lynette?
God, that sucked. I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right. That's like 4 hours. It can't all be gems.
No, I'm telling you, it's tough.
Cece DeVille in studio. My wife, Lynette, on the phone.
Hello?
What's happening, Pumpkin?
Hi, Pumpkin.
I know you're a big Cece DeVille fan.
I love Cece.
Thank you, Lynette.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great. Congratulations on your sobriety.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
We watch you every Sunday in bed, the two of us.
Oh, I'm glad. Maybe I was even part of the
conception.
You might have been.
One of them may be yours.
Oh, that.
One of them. I know. One of them's Jerron's, the intern. That much I know. Or maybe it's just a black and white.
Jerron off the hizzle.
That's right. No, we watch every Sunday morning. We TiVo
right,
Surreal
right,
Life,
right,
and
right.
then our ritual.
How many times do we say, "I love CC. He's a nice guy, right?"
Yeah,
you're ruining it for Adam. He's being tough here, and he's like, "Oh God,
no." He's
no.
Sweet. He's a teddy bear with that stuff.
Well,
yeah.
it was a fun show actually because. You don't know what you're going to get. You know, we when you go and you get into that house, you don't know who your other guests are.
Right.
And so when I saw Sherman Hemsley, I thought it was George Jefferson.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I didn't know he was a really kind man. I just thought it was going to be, you know, shut
yeah.
up, honky.
Right.
Every
yeah, yeah.
other thing was going to be, you know.
You asked him to do your dry cleaning.
You know.
Yeah. You can remember how.
You know, so it was, I was pleasantly surprised. And then Florence Henderson.
Yeah, it was one. How did you like her?
I really liked Flo. She was actually very good.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I do. I
liked her, too, and I found it interesting that the two women did not like her
yes,
at
Andrea
all.
Lowell
yeah.
told
yeah.
us when she was here that she hated Florence Henderson,
yeah.
allegedly.
Mm. That's one good thing about being pregnant, by the way, is you don't get a visit from Aunt Flo. For about 9 months. Well, I'm just trying to put a positive,
perhaps Flo,
to put a positive
that's
spin
a bad
on
lead
it.
Into this, but yes. maybe Flo could be a nice name for the baby.
Mm.
The girl.
Flo.
Yes.
Flo and Sherman.
Speaking of that,
well, that's it.
Very nice. Lynette, how is the pregnancy going now? The days are winding down, though, precious few.
Yeah, 3 weeks left. And they're doing great. I'm not doing so good, but they're doing. I mean, I'm all right.
How do you feel?
Hi, Teresa.
Hi. I've never met you, but I feel like I know you.
I think you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
You didn't say hello to me.
Hi, Damaged.
Thank yeah. you. I'm sorry about the Chi-Chi thing, too,
no,
by the way.
No, that's all right.
Word
okay.
on the street is you hate the Chi-Chi song.
No, I don't hate it. Just...
Hate's a strong word. Loathe.
No.
Did you not tell me in the kitchen 2 days ago you'd had an ass full at the Chi-Chi Entertainment?
I might have said ass full, but yeah, I mean, I liked it for a while, and then it was like two breaks worth of it.
Me
like,
too.
Hey, yeah.
I know, enough already.
But
that's all I have.
But I do like the Jerk Report. Still a big fan.
Thank you. What about Chi-Chi and Tamu for the twins?
Not so much.
I'll tell you what would make us last forever, baby doll.
Yeah.
If you focused on the parts of the show you enjoyed when I came home from work instead of the parts you wanted cut out of the show like a cancer.
I told you I like a lot of the show. I like the Jerk Report. I want to add somebody to the Jerk Report. Is that possible?
I'd like
I'm
that.
Available.
Go ahead.
I'm available.
No,
I'm qualified.
Not you, Cece.
Okay.
Is it okay, Adam?
Go ahead.
You know who it is?
Yes, I do. I do believe I know who it is.
Uh-oh. Tori Spelling's ugly husband. Jerk!
We met him. By the way, can I agree with Lynette? Because
thank
even
you,
though we,
Teresa.
Even though we met him, and even though he has a giant tattoo of Tori on his arm, it's difficult for me to like a man who leaves his wife and kids.
Exactly. Mm. You know what he is? He's Kevin Federline.
Mm. Yes.
He's worse than Kevin Federline.
Yeah, but on the other hand, he likes hockey.
He does like hockey, and he was nice to me and Dave, and they're coming over to dinner on Saturday, so this is going to be uncomfortable.
Wait a minute. Did you see their spread in People Magazine? It's just the two of them getting married on the beach, and there's all these pictures of them getting married, and they're in love, and it's just the two of them, except for the People Magazine photographers that are there. Like, you know, I mean, he's a jerk.
All right, we'll add him to the jerk report.
And add her to the jerk report, too, while you're at it.
Done and done.
All right, and add the Chi Chi and Temu songs to the jerk report as well.
No, they're all right.
All right, baby doll.
On that one.
We didn't get still a full report. I know you have to go, but are you feeling tired, nauseous?
I'm feeling not nauseous. I'm tired. I'm out of breath. I can't move too good. That's about it. I still push through and get up every day and do stuff, but it's getting to the point where I'm ready for them to come out.
All right. Well, no booze in.
Okay.
And no lifting anything heavy except for my anvil collection that's in the back of the Explorer. I need that brought up to the office. Pronto.
And no more lip about the bad stuff on the show, especially
please.
With the Chi-Chi stuff.
Please. Oh, everyone's a critic. I got to go home every day apologizing for Dave. No,
what?
I will not get rid of him. It's a very uncomfortable.
What?
He's a valuable asset. Then there's a pause, and we both break out laughing. Okay. Now, where were we? We were talking about the news. That's right. The news with Teresa Strasser.
President Bush toured the border yesterday at Yuma, Arizona.
And I think he pronounces it Yuma.
He's not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be fluent in Spanish when that was cool, and now suddenly he's never heard Spanish before in his life. He defended his proposed temporary worker program.
We can enforce our laws, but at the same time, you know, have a rational policy that recognizes some people are coming here to do jobs Americans aren't doing, and there ought to be a legal way for them to do that on a temporary basis.
Yeah, Americans aren't doing the jobs because someone else is doing the jobs. As long as we have poor people and crappy jobs, there will be a marriage. Believe you me, we act like Americans and or white people won't do labor, won't do crappy jobs. Every guy that gets killed in a coal mine, what color is he?
White.
All Hispanic?
Generally.
All from the Dominican Republic? Where are these guys from? They're white. Why? They're poor. When I got out of high school, I cleaned carpets for a living, and then I dug ditches for a living. That's what you do when you're poor. It's not about black or white or Mexican or brown or light or dark. It's about rich and poor. As long as there's poor people and their crappy jobs, there will be people to fill those crappy jobs.
Well,
thank you. The more you know.
And his temporary worker program is based on the theory that after the workers do the poorly paid labor, that they'll go home. Seems highly unlikely to me. In entertainment news, on the OC, Misha Barton's character, DOA. Fox closed its third season last night by killing... Yes, she was killed in a fiery car crash.
Oh, my.
The 20-year-old actress...
I wasn't there. I was nowhere near
Cece,
it.
Cece?
Sorry.
Are you sure you weren't there? What, did you have a hit and crawl?
A hit and crawl.
You know, it appeared that she was dead. Of course, there's a slight chance she's not, but I think she's got a movie career, so I'm guessing dead.
Therefore, she's dead, yes.
Right. Ellen DeGeneres toured New Orleans to survey Katrina damage and sat down with two former presidents, Clinton and Bush, for a very serious conversation.
I'm thrilled that you're here, and I'm thrilled that you're doing what you're doing. And before you go, I have to... It's an elephant in the room if I don't mention it, because I know you both have power. Can you do anything about Chris Daughtry being kicked off American Idol? It's not right. It's not right. I just...
If I could, I would. You know, there's some good things about not having power anymore.
Yeah.
And even when we were president, we didn't have that much power.
All right, well...
Some good things about being 82, you don't watch this stuff.
Yeah,
well... Well, he watches.
I gotta tell you, this Ellen, you know, she was courageous enough to talk about her sexual proclivities on television, and then we threw her off the air because she admitted she was a lesbian, but she's overcome that. She's so talented. Now she's back. I just hate that. Her show had run out of steam. She dropped the lesbian bomb, and America wasn't ready to handle it. I can't stand that. I think she's funny. And here's the deal. It doesn't matter if she goes home to a guy, a girl, or a goat. If she's funny, people will watch your show. And if she's not, people won't watch your show. I'm tired of everyone playing that card of, well, America wasn't ready for this, so I talked about it, and they threw me right off the air. Now, the sitcom was a little worn out, hit its fifth or sixth season, ran out of steam. That's why she's off the air. Or, what, have we all changed in the last 5 years? Oh, now we love lesbians? Why is her show doing so well? You know, everyone uses this for a reason. Oh, they can't handle me. They don't like me. I admitted this and that and that. Well, she's a lesbian. Don't we all hate lesbians? Aren't all Americans close-minded and myopic? Oh, we're so racist. We're so judgmental. Why is her show doing so well? Are we all changed? Did she change us? That's my whole point with everybody who makes this cry, whether it be Halle Berry or whether it be Ellen DeGeneres. What happened? Why are you so successful if America can't stand you? If we're so sexist and racist, why do you have a podium now and a $14 million house? How does this work? Yes, it's so self-congratulatory because it's like, well, I'm so good, I've overcome the hurdle.
Right. Yesterday in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court ruled that it's legal to force feed a prisoner laxatives. This came up because on a 2002 stakeout, a cop saw a man swallow a plastic bag and gave him a laxative so he would pass the bag, which the suspect did, and when it was cleaned off, it was found to contain heroin. So now, but
CeCe. Why do you have to do it in the mic, CeCe?
Sorry.
Seems rude.
It was rude.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Apparently, if they think that you've swallowed narcotics, they can force you to take laxatives.
All right.
Are you CeCe? What say you?
Well, it's a. I don't have any.
If they think you're muling this stuff, if they think you put in a balloon or a condom and you've swallowed it,
yes, they can now get it out.
Well, what's the alternative?
They would hold you, I guess, for two or three days until you passed it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Speaking of things coming out of the box office. The Da Vinci Code, animated film Over the Hedge, and See No Evil with WWE star and Big Tad nemesis Kane. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
My comments will be brief. Not only because I don't want to keep Mo waiting for the $2,000 trivia question, but also because Bruska has written down on 17 index cards in the last 2 minutes. Quick. Real quick. Very quick. Please quick. Quick, yes. quick. So on and so forth. Game 6 last night in the Valley of the Sun. I mean, in the Staples Center. Clippers and the Suns. Clippers, backs to the wall. Must-win situation. Elton Brand, Corey Maggette and company shoot 61%. Clips win it. Now the two teams are on their way to the Valley of the Sun for Game 7. Unfortunately, now we got to wait until Monday night until the game.
What the hell?
Chop, chop. Let's change the schedule. Let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why not do it on the weekend?
It's outrageous that we have to sit through the whole weekend.
I agree.
All right, next. The Stanley Cup playoffs resume tonight down in the hockey hotbed of Orange County. Edmonton Oilers, fresh off eliminating Chichu and company, square off with Tamu and the Mighty Ducks in the Campbell Conference Finals. You know what's got to be done, Tamu. Now make them pay.
That's right.
Lastly, the Preakness is run tomorrow. Barbosa, Kentucky Derby winner, continues the quest to try and win the Triple Crown. Brother Derek, though, right now installed as the favorite. We have our favorite caller from Vegas, the Ed, on the line, who also is our sports prognosticator, particularly the ponies, betting thing.
Did we figure out that a good name for a horse is also a good name for your wang?
Yeah, I was thinking, would you call it Brother Derek?
Sure. I could call him Brother Derek or Barbarossa or whatever that one was would work, too.
Again, Barbosa, yeah, that was a good one. Still, yes. Sinister Minister among this year's field is my favorite. And maybe my all-time favorite is Seabiscuit's not bad. Man of War is good, but for some reason, my favorite of all time remains Smarty Jones.
Well, as we said, good for the Stang, good for the Wang. Right. Just like Grandpa Carolla used to say. Ed?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ed, you're going to be betting on the Preakness tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm gonna bet on the brother Derek.
Brother Derek.
Because he's a brother.
He's a brother, and he's gonna win it.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara's not gonna win. And also on your Mo Mashek, on her thing she's doing.
Mo Mashek, yeah, Mother Damashek, Mo Damashek, yes.
She's gonna beat these guys because those guys don't know nothing. And I'm the only one that can beat her. I'll play her for a date.
Oh.
I know a lot.
It's like interesting.
Five times 7 is 35. And
right. These are more trivia questions as they pertain to the show, but I understand. And it's really like an evil Bond villain. He doesn't want to play for stakes. He wants to play for the ladies.
I know. But this is the second time that the Ed's brought up his attraction to Mo. My mom.
Wow. Totally broke up with me.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa, close your ears. I don't want you to hear this.
No, I'm hurt.
Yeah, it's going to be painful. All right, how much you putting down on Smarty Jones?
No, Smarty Jones, no.
Another good name for a penis, though, right?
Mm-hmm. It could be. Mm-hmm. I bet $6.35 on the last race, and I won.
Mm-hmm.
So I had $12 and some pennies left over, but I had to spend some of it. So I got about $4.12 right now. So I'm trying to get some more money.
A lot riding on this.
Good luck with that.
Almost a month's salary. All right, Ed. Thank you very much.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right, so we have our trivia competition to continue with. C.C. DeVille, thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Poison.com is where you go if you want to get some information.
And we
tour dates coming
real
up.
Real quick, can I be a whore for a minute?
Sure.
Please.
We have 20th anniversary tour coming up. It's 20 years since I've been putting on this spandex. Now I have to get my fat ass into these crazy clothes. And I'll be doing it for you, all of you, all over the country. And we have a 20th anniversary greatest hits CD.
Which is out
just
as we
came
speak.
Out.
Right.
And it should be a hoot and a holler and a blast.
Well, good luck with the sobriety.
Oh, thanks a lot.
One day at a time. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with our trivia competition. $2,000 up for grab after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Call 866-901-ADAM.
Tori Spelling, you brought your hunky guy along with you.
Dean, the fiancé, and now he has a tattoo of her.
A tattoo.
Four. We're the fifth up here, my family coat of arms.
We, the Corollas, have a cot and a dumpster and a roll of Bounty. Two rolls, they cross in front of the cot.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Mo, 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 how do you like
Mo Damashek. Like
Mo,
tour de force. Really, all you other parents out there listening should kill themselves right now.
You'll never be Mo.
You'll never be Mo. Not even close. Don't
Rainbow.
Even pretend to be.
Mo Mashek.
All right. Well, she's the reigning queen. We have Anna and Johnny left. Now, the winner of this will go on to face Mo Damashek in the finals and the Super Bowl of trivia. $2,000 up for grabs. Anna?
Hi. Oh, by the way, Adam, I just wanted to say happy pre-birthday, since I know your birthday is falling on Saturday this year, right?
Mm.
Oh, wish we could count that.
It'd be nice. Mm. Be nice. Every bit helps. We have a famous DJ Shotgun, Tom Kelly, in studio.
Absolutely. You better believe it, baby.
Make some noises.
You better believe that. All right, four.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
That's enough.
Just want to let you know I'm here, man. Oh, and then when we have a wrong answer, when we have a wrong answer, I always like to add, a lot of people like this on my show over at K-Earth 101, when I go, oh, blippity blip. You know?
I've enjoyed that myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Too bad this isn't K-Earth. All right, let's keep moving. No, we appreciate you helping us out. You're going to be asking the questions.
That's right. It's a pleasure being here, Adam.
It's a pleasure to have you. Let's start with our first question.
Yeah, here's the deal.
Joanna.
The first one to three right wins, moves on, and plays Mo. So
right.
You got to get three right first, and then...
Now, should we put them both on at the same time, Anna and Johnny?
Anna goes first.
Johnny can steal if she doesn't get it right. All right, first question, Anna.
All right, here we go, Anna. Here is your first question. Adam, here we go. Def Frat Guys. Arch nemesis Blake Chambers is the Rush chairman of what frat? A. Sammy, B. Fiji, or C. Pike?
Sammy.
Mm. I'm sorry. Blippity blip. Let's go for the steal, Johnny.
All right, Johnny, you ready to go?
Hello?
Yes. Okay, here's your question, Johnny. Def Frat Guy's arch nemesis, Blake Chambers, is the Rush chairman of what frat? A, Sammy, B, Fiji, C, Pike.
C, Pike.
Oh, no. Oh, another and his odds were increased because one had already been ruled
yes,
out.
What kind of life is this, by the way?
For us or for them?
Very meaningful.
All right, let's go to Johnny.
The answer was obviously Fiji. We're going
to
move on.
I got to move on to another question.
All right, this is for Johnny. Go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, ready to go? Here's a new question, and a wonderful question it is. What professional sports season does Adam believe is too long?
National pastime, baseball.
That's a correct
easy
answer.
Easy one for Johnny. All right, Anna, here's your question.
All right, here's for Anna. Now, Anna, which Adam Carolla Show employee is completely bald?
Mike Lynch.
Blippity blip.
Johnny, would you like to go for the steal here?
Sure, or can I pass?
Well, we won't hold it against you. You might as well venture a guess.
Mike August.
Given that answer twice now.
I realize
either
that.
Time accurate.
When in doubt.
Oh, wait, that's Dave. You got a bald spot, right?
Oh, great.
Now you're on the joke report. All right. Whose turn is it?
Well, the answer is Brian the phone screener.
That's right.
On to
that's right.
Is it Anna's turn now?
Yes.
Oh, this is a wonderful question.
Here we go.
Okay, ready to go? We're doing another...
No.
Okay. Here we go. This is another question for you. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, Adam, here we go. Name the two members of the Adam Carolla Show who has admitted to having sex with both sexes. Name the two members of the Adam Carolla Show.
Does Rachel Perry still count?
I'll accept that as an answer.
That seems fair.
And Bill the Gay Board Op.
Yes.
There we go.
All right. Now, are we tied up now?
It's tied up, 1-1. We're running out of time.
The winner of the next
winner
one
the
will
next
go.
One. Yeah, one more. Whoever gets two the first. Okay, so the winner, whoever gets the next one right.
Okay, which one do you want to go to? All right, here we go, Adam. And here's another question. What high school did Adam Carolla go to?
Is this for me or Johnny?
Sure. Well,
whoever can answer it.
North Hollywood High.
Oh,
okay.
There we go.
It's a push. We need one more.
Only one more. And Johnny goes first, actually.
Whoever goes, just somebody jump in with the answer because we're running out of time.
All right,
we can discern girl voice
yes.
and boy voice.
Yes. Whoever gets this answer first is going on to face Mo Damashek for $2,000. Here we go.
Here we go. Here is the question, Adam. Who is the guest booker on the show? Who is the
Mike
guest?
Mike August.
Yes.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah.
Persistence pays off.
I gotta meet this guy.
Yes.
That's no problem.
Not really. All right. Hang on there, Johnny. Anna, sorry. Johnny, hang on. We're coming right back. For $2,000, you'll face Mo Damashek. You dethrone her or deflower her, you will get $2,000 after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show, where everyone is entitled to Adam's opinion.
The guys that do the healing and the preaching have the most exotic hair. That, to me, is a strike. When I see someone with crazy hair, I think crazy. If they're talking about the Lord and they have crazy hair, now we're out.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of The Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, frat guy, girlfriend, the one he claims is shaved down below.
Ashley.
The reigning Adam Carolla Show trivia champion, Mo Damashek.
The airline that I got the sleep channel put on.
U.S. Air.
Back to defend her title this morning.
Our April Fool's joke on producer Brisket. Who was in the studio that April day?
Andy
Melonakis. Well done, Mo.
Unbelievable.
And now, the one and only... Mo. The Adam Carolla Show.
What stock you come from, Damashek? I can't believe this is it for you.
Listen,
Dad's a doctor,
proud.
Mom's a savant. What happened? Were you dropped?
Nah, they're proud of the boy.
You fall down ice skating when you were young?
So?
Mo Damashek on the phone. Johnny on the phone. $2,000 up for grab. up for grab shotgun. Tom Kelly going to be reading the questions.
Absolutely, Adam.
We're going to start with Johnny, since he's the visiting team.
Right, Mo's essentially the home team in this equation.
Best out of three, you can steal, but first we'll give Johnny the opportunity to answer this question.
All right, Adam, here we go. What minuscule popular singer does Adam think is overrated?
Minuscule popular singer.
Mm-hmm. I've read about him many times.
The purple one, Prince.
Very good.
Hey.
You got one. All right, Mo, it's your time to shine, my girl.
Okay.
Got another question for you. What Desperate Housewife cast member does Adam hate hearing about on The Insider?
Eva Longoria.
Hey!
Nice,
Mo. Without hesitation. Dave visibly nervous, by the way.
Come on, Mo!
Or sexually aroused. It's hard to read him. I can't read him. All right, now it's Johnny's turn.
All right, 4997, here we go. Okay, Adam, deaf frat guy was ripped off by gypsies in what spring break destination?
Somewhere in Mexico. Is it Cabo?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, blippity blip.
I'm sorry. Mo, would you like to steal?
No, Mexico's like Cozumel. I don't know. I don't know.
Lake Havasu.
Oh,
remember, he had a bad time in Cabo and went to Havasu. Poochie's cousins drove him out there, and then he was ripped off by gypsies. Still 1-1.
Mo goes. Mo goes, though.
Mo, okay. It is your turn.
Okay.
All right, Adam, here we go. Here we go, Mo. What's the name of Def Frat Guy's new frat?
Oh, I love it. Delta Fu Gamma.
Yes! Oh, three-parter.
One away
from the victory. Johnny, pressure's on. Here we go. $2,000 on the line, Johnny.
Away we go. What does Adam refer to as the Mexican version of Uncle Tom?
My word for the Mexican version of the Uncle Toms.
Mexican verse. I just noticed this the other day.
Two words.
Derogatory term used toward African Americans, now turned to the Mexicans, thanks to Big A.
Quite an artist, Ace.
Come on, I know.
I'm sorry, Johnny. 5 seconds.
Now it's Mo's chance to steal, and she confidently says she has the answer.
For $2,000.
She's like Rasheed Wallace.
The Mexican Uncle Tom.
Is Uncle Tom the end?
Wow. I've never been prouder and more ashamed at the same time.
Between David's singing and my bizarre retention of the whimpering stream.
What? Next week, Mo will be going up against a sap for $3,000.
We don't get this loot?
No. This is not Damashek money.
All right, well, let's sing a song of celebration for old Mo.
All right.
Oh, wait, I got to...
Johnny?
Yeah?
I'm sorry for that false start.
Can I,
Oh, wait a minute.
Chi-Chu, this one goes out to you, Mo. Chi-Chu and Temu. That's the way it should be.
I think we've heard enough. Mo?
Yes.
You're the reigning queen of trivia.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Incredible. She showed a little amount of weakness for the first time ever on the Lake Havasu question.
She was distracted by Johnny. He said something about Mexico.
He said Mexico, right. So she crossed the border and was looking for another vacation spot in Mexico. Mm-hmm. She didn't realize she'd gone over the border like so many Californians do and gone back
thankfully,
to Arizona.
Thankfully, she knows that Maverick's new frat is Delta Fu Gamma.
I love that.
Very important.
I should be the house mother. Ask Maverick.
She simply looked down at her sweatshirt and read it right off the chest. Nice job, Mo.
Thank you.
$2,000 she generously gives up so that the pot will roll over and go to $3,000 next Friday. Johnny, better luck next time. Shotgun Tom Kelly.
It's
wonderful
a lot of fun,
job.
K-Earth,
right here in Los Angeles. K-Earth 101. Grew up listening to the station.
Thank you, man.
Joe Ganascoli, I want to thank for coming in, or at least calling in, the Sopranos Sunday nights. Jose Canseco got the LAPD golf tournament this Saturday at Rancho Park. Perez Hilton, the queen of gossip, PerezHilton.com, CeCe DeVille, Best of Poison, out in stores as we speak. Of course, Shotgun Tom Kelly. Casanova Limousine Service. Casanova.
Oh, great.
The aptly named Casanova Limousine Service for bringing Billy and Nicole to the prom tomorrow night. I want to thank them. And Roger Stewart at RogerStewart.com. Billy's prom headquarters. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying, mahalo.